That's lovely. Are we going to get some beautiful aerial shots from the game?
I don't know. That official was very concerned about it, though. He was checking it out.
It might be kind of fun. Not funny. It'd be a problem if it were to come out of the air during the game,
right,
and interrupt play. That'd be an issue.
Let's hope they land it beforehand.
So the Pirates come into this game 5-1 overall, hosting Grass Lake. 5-0 in the conference. Both these teams unbeaten in the Cascades. And Napoleon looking to defend their home turf and get themselves into the driver's seat in the conference.
Yeah, I mean, this is a lot of implications on this game. And if Grass Lake wants to take hold of the Cascades Conference, they got their work cut out for them. Homecoming on the road against Michigan Center. Homecoming on the road against Napoleon. And that's no easy feat because you're always geared up for your homecoming.
Yeah, exactly. If Grass Lake should come out of this one unscathed, getting the win again, no one will say they had an easy path. They'll have had to earn every little bit of it because this is a tough couple games back-to-back. I think they're up to it. Let's talk about Napoleon right now. Their only loss on the season, 24-0 against Columbia Central week one. Since then, they've been running over opponents pretty well. Last game, 33-6 win we saw last week at East Jackson. A little bit of rain in that one, and not ideal field conditions. And today, I got to imagine it's at least a little moist out there. Right now, no rain, so hopefully that holds off. But a little bit slick, but I think that they're used to playing on that, or at least will be comfortable out there.
Yeah, and they've got a really strong run game that Grass Lake's going to have to focus on. And Aslan Hunt, their primary back for Napoleon, 916 yards, so he could look to touch 1,000 yards on the season tonight. Also, we'll have 10 touchdowns, possibly. He's sitting on 9. Tobin McCrum, their quarterback, doesn't really throw the ball much because he doesn't have to because of how well Aslan Hunt has performed this year. Just 217 yards through the air, 4 touchdowns, but 3 picks to go with that. So that's a difficult number that he's going to have to look to overcome if he wants to get by Grass Lake.
Yeah, kind of a high risk, high reward opportunity there when they go to the air. We're going to let's talk about Grass Lake a little bit. Unbeaten, the Warriors on the season. And that includes, as we mentioned, the big 14-10 win at Michigan Center last week. Jason, battle of undefeateds last week, and now, again, we got an unbeaten conference schedule. Just a couple of tough ones back-to-back for Grass Lake. We watched them earlier in the season. They beat Hanover Horton 34-7. And in that game, I think one thing that was noteworthy is they were able to take away Hanover Horton's chief weapon. They're on the ground, their main running weapon. So today, that's going to be an issue for them. They're going to have to try to take away what Aslan Hunt does really well.
That's going to be a key focus for their defense, is taking away Aslan Hunt. But with that comes the fact that you also have to keep an eye on Weatherspoon.
Right.
Who is an incredible athlete. Ethan Weatherspoon knows how to use his weight. He's a wrestler. We saw him really as the only one who could stop East Jackson's tailback last week. And this week, he's really just he's got to focus on maybe being the focus of the offense.
Now, these two teams have an interesting kind of back-and-forth rivalry recently. In 15... best matchup against these two, or I think it was Grass Lake won last year. Anyway, they've been going back and forth here for the last stretch, and now an opportunity for Grass Lake to get one up on them tonight. It'll be kind of the spread, throwing around offense that Grass Lake runs versus what we think is pretty talented running game for Napoleon. And it's almost speed versus strength. We'll take a look at that. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and get things set for the kickoff. It is Grass Lake visiting the Napoleon Pirates.
Tan like you live on the coast with Coastal Tanning. Get some color and feel happier and healthier with 3 levels of UV tanning or non-UV airbrush spray tanning. Coastal Tanning also carries lotions for all budgets and great rates on their tanning all year long. Coastal Tanning would like to wish the best of luck to the Napoleon Pirates this year. Coastal Tanning, 6780 Brooklyn Road in Napoleon. Give them a call at 536-0077.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bondrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Hi, I'm April Benoist with Vision Collision. Has your car been damaged in an accident? If so, see your hometown auto body experts at Vision Collision. We'll fix your damage correctly and on time. Do you need a rental car? We'll pay 11% of your claim, up to $500, or ask us how we can help with your deductible. Come see us at Vision Collision on Wildwood in Jackson and on Page Ave in Michigan Center. Vision Collision, where quality and speed cost no more.
Hi, my name is Bob Richardson. I'm the owner of the Yes Siree Bob Subways here in Jackson and Hillsdale County. We have a box lunch that we put together for teams or groups. We do a 6-inch sandwich, a chip, a cookie, and a bottle of water for $5.75. This is just a program that we've tried to put together to help accommodate those teams, those groups of kids that are together. And if there's any interest in any of that, you can call Matt in my office. And the number there is 748-9240.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
T. Boyle, Jason Smith, the football frenzy here at Napoleon High School tonight. And there were a ton of people. This place is packed for homecoming. This is the most packed crowd we've seen all year, I think, Jason.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of them, I mean, we had trouble finding a place to park, but even, you know, getting through the parade and stuff. And they made it well worth it, though, because they had cheeseburgers and walking tacos at concessions. So I was happy.
That's always your get. Thank you to XL Staffing for supplying one of the gift certificates that we gave away at the tailgate party. We thank those guys, all of our sponsors, of course. Other big games going on in the area tonight. Of course, Michigan Center is going to try to keep pace here because one of these teams, if Napoleon wins, they have Michigan Center next week. And that'd be a chance for Michigan Center to beat Napoleon, and then there'd be a three-way tie there with one loss.
Similar to what we had, I believe it was 2 years ago the Cascades Conference, and pretty much similar to basketball with Hanover and Napoleon and Center. And Cascades is always a great competitive conference.
Yeah, there are always a few teams at the top that are going to make it even and give you some good ones, some classics. And that's what we're hoping for tonight, a really close game. Let's see what else we got. Western's at Coldwater. Coldwater's probably, they're 2-4, but they're probably a little better than that.
Yeah.
Usually a pretty talented team. They've got some good kids, but Western at 5-1 looking to stay. That's another team that's going to be curious about the outcome of that Battle Creek Harper Creek game with Lumen Christi.
Yes.
Lumen Christi sits atop the Interstate 8 conference unbeaten. But if they were to take a loss tonight, and the reason you say that, a week ago we would have said,
no way.
Geez, they'll walk over them.
Yep.
Battle Creek Harper Creek's 2-4 on the year. And they've struggled, but Lumen Christi's got 8 kids.
Including Nick Thomas.
Yeah, suspended. So GOC seemed to still think that it's a Lumen Christi win, but I think there's going to be some people who are maybe hoping for a Lumen Christi loss that are going to look at that and go, we got a chance to see that happen. So, and Western's going to be one of those teams sitting there in the second place spot, firmly in second place. They got their work cut out for them with Coldwater, and we'll see Western next week at home against Marshall. So we'll be heading out there to Deering Road.
That'll be a fun one.
Check out them. That's a nice place to go.
All right.
Good following out there. Hanover Horton is at Michigan Center tonight, which would be a game that Michigan Center would be a heavy favorite in at home. And again, looking to stay with just the one loss so that they can, and then rooting for Napoleon to get a win tonight so they can come even up the conference.
Yes.
In a week. Dundee's at Columbia Central. That should be a pretty good one. The 4-2 Dundee against the 5-1 Columbia Central. That's just up the road. Maybe we'll swing by there later and see what's what. Important two in the Cascades Conference. Vandercook, Lake, and East Jackson both winless on the season. So one of them will end their losing streak tonight.
Hopefully, unless they end in a tie.
A tie would be the worst possible outcome.
We always joke about that, hiring two WWE jobbers and then having them fight to a draw.
What else do we have going on? Big game Reading.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's got that Reading at Jonesville. I thought he had a different matchup for that. Springport and Quincy is the one I'm thinking of. 6-0
yes.
Springport, 4-2 Quincy. That's going to be a good one out there in the Big 8. Hillsdale and Ida is a good matchup. Mm-hmm. Unbeaten Hillsdale and 5-1 Ida. We'll get as many scores as we can for you throughout the night tonight.
How about Pittsford? They have Lenawee Christian, I believe. They are Lenawee Christian's 5-1. Pittsford is still undefeated, correct?
Yeah, there's a few unbeatens. Three Rivers and Edwardsburg are playing tonight, 6-0.
Oh.
That's one of those that I didn't come up with. GOC.
GOC had that one.
Picked that out. Goes, yeah, we're keeping an eye on that Three Rivers team. Ottawa Lakewood is also unbeaten today. Having the best year, I think ever. Ratchet traced it back to, 1939.
Wow.
The last time Jackson was this good.
So we'll call it the modern era, then?
That's
the best team in the modern era?
Best team in the modern era. And it's their first year in a new league, so
yeah.
Still kind of feeling that out a little bit. And Tecumseh at 2-4, it would look like a win. But that's why they play the games.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the idea of the underdog exists.
Right.
You had to have somebody be a favorite for somebody to be an underdog, and that's the case right there. So we're getting close to kickoff here at Napoleon. Let's take another minute break, and we'll come back and get the kick going here on the KMNO 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening, not only downtown, but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our three Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
And the final seconds ticking off of our scoreboard here for the pregame. Teams are lined up on the field. Grass Lake back to receive. Napoleon's got her teed up. Jaden Balnick set for the kick. And it's a low liner. It's going to bounce and roll down to the 10. Picked up on the return, heading right. Trying to get to the edge. He's got some room. If he gets there, he's gotten to the edge. Turns it up
there
to the middle. He's going to get to midfield before he's chased down. 45 inside the 45 to the 43. And a big return. Great field position for the Warriors.
That is Weston Quietek.
Quietek gets a lot of action out of that backfield for Grass Lake. And you can see why. Maneuvering down the field there expertly. Great job to start it out for Grass Lake with a little momentum. And we're scoreless with 11:51 to go here. First quarter, K105.3 Football Frenzy. And yeah, they'll spot that right at the 43. Grasslake usually runs a spread formation. And Hickey out of a shotgun. Two backs with him. He will hand it off right away. Into the line. Not a ton of running room. Good job to stuff that. On the carry is Cameron Darrow. And he's hit almost immediately. Put it on the 42. They get a yard. Second down and 9.
Senior Ian Leonard with the tackle as Grasslake back to the line in a hurry. No huddle here.
Not uncommon for them. Quietek, the deep back this time. Give us to... No, it's not Quietek. He twisted and obscured it. Trent Holden on the carry. And he's going to get it up to about the 40. Just inside the 40. The rear side of the football touching the 40-yard line. Third down and about 7.
Tackled by senior Adam Garcia for the Pirates.
Homecoming night here, packed stands, and even the standing room along the fence is pretty packed. Shotgun and Hickey back to throw. Pressure out of the pocket, eludes the pressure, got a man in the breadbasket, and he dropped it. Intended receiver, Scott Crutchfield.
And that was Adam Garcia on the coverage coming over from the linebacker spot. Tough assignment, and normally sure-handed Scott Crutchfield, and he did a great job breaking that play up.
As you say, as much as it was a catchable ball for Crutchfield, a good hit and great timing on the defense to not get there early, but to hit him just as he got the ball and kind of knocked that one loose.
Yeah, great coverage there by the linebacker.
A Grasslake will punt here with a short field, looking to pin the Pirates back. Punt goes from the 50-yard line release, and he's going to fair catch it at about the 2-yard line.
He probably should have let that bounce.
And I imagine he'll hear that from the sideline. That is tough field position for the Pirates on their first possession. And if nothing else, Grasslake in charge of the field possession game right now.
Yeah, that was Colin Bradley, who normally the rule on punt returns is you plant your heels at the 10, anything over your head, you wave it off and let it bounce into the end zone. And he was definitely deep,
right,
and probably could have let that bounce into the end zone.
Not quite as far back as it looked. They'll put that on the 4-yard line. And Napoleon comes out in I formation. Kind of a wing back there, too. Goes in motion. Yeah, kind of an H-back. And the handoff goes to Hunt. Going to the right side. And he'll be hit and pulled down. He's going to stretch it to about 1.5 yards on first down. Great job to extend the edge for the Pirates. Keep him from breaking loose.
Tackled by Carson Canning there. The junior coming up from the defensive back position on that almost a sweep out of that wing back I formation. On the 1,000-yard watch for Aslan Hunt tonight, too.
Was it 9-17 now on that 1-yard carry? Second down and 9 for the Pirates. I formation. 2 wide outs for McCrum. Gives to Hunt again. This time he finds a little more space. He'll get out close to the 10. We'll see where the spot ends up, but he actually ended up on the other side of the 10. Give him a little bit of breathing room there. Going to spot it right on the 11. Third down and about 3.5.
Stop by Cameron Darrow there, and Hunt went right between the guard and tackle on the right side of the formation. Good run there on the inside handoff, and that's usually where Hunt makes his bread and butter right there, is those right in between the tackles.
So they will go with 3 wide now. Shotgun for McCrum. They have 4 wide outs. Hunt in the backfield. Crum takes the snap. He's going to keep it, and they'll hit him. They'll stop him before the first down marker. Nice defense by the Pirates.
That was James Helton, the senior, busting through. They read that play perfectly and just brought almost a jailbreak blitz. They sent all but, I think, 3 or 4 guys and had that play snuffed out perfectly.
Interesting play call, Jason, but I think if you've scouted Napoleon, you kind of weren't too concerned with the throw on that play. So they'll come out and punt, and he's standing on his own goal line. High snap, takes a step backwards, does catch it, no pressure. Gets away a big punt, fair caught, about the 42, so Grasslake gets the football back basically right where they were when they punted it away.
Good punt there by Garrett Wiley, the senior.
I think with Grasslake, Jason, we often expect a lot of offense, But they really showed last week that they can play a defensive battle, too.
Did, you know, 30s, 40s. Yeah, both teams have that quick strike ability, but neither could show it off because of the good defenses.
Kicking the shotgun. Four wide out. Three of them split left. They go with that quick screen that they do. And he touched his knee down.
Yeah,
that's
he did.
Knee down. And that official, he's just on it. He didn't blow the whistle, but as Higgins went down to try to catch that, he actually touched his knee down to the ground. In the pro game, fine, take off.
Yeah.
But college and high school, you're down. So they actually lose a yard on the pass play.
Yeah, he had a good 5-6 yards ahead of him if he hadn't put that knee down.
This time, the QB read option. Hickey keeps it. He'll dive over the 40. And they'll probably spot it right about on the 40-yard line. And second down, third down in about 8 yards for Grass Lake.
He stopped there by Tyler Eason, the senior, for Napoleon. Good job staying home for that read option.
Randy Cole's Warriors with four wideouts. Three split to the right for Hickey. He's back to pass. They pressure him out of the pocket. He's going to go down. Sack! Big defensive play by the Pirates at the 45. And Hickey, when he's gone back to pass a couple times, you see the edges start coming in, and he went to step up in the pocket, and there was another guy right there, and he couldn't elude. Goes down, and we'll see another punt from the Warriors. They continue to maintain that field position that they've got, keeping everything back, and everything Napoleon runs is back in their own zone. And this time it's a high punt. It's not going to go as deep as it did last time, but it will bounce at the 20. Takes a major Grass Lake roll. And again,
inside the 10.
Inside the 10 for the Pirates.
That sack, by the way, by Adam Garcia. He's been everywhere for the Pirates on defense.
.658 to go. We're scoreless here in the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Winding down on our Football Frenzy games.
Yeah.
Before you know it, we'll be picking winners. Next week, again, at Western High School. And then we'll figure out where we're going to go for those crossover games the following week. And this game's going to go a long way toward helping decide who's going to be playing Thursday and who's going to be playing Friday. Out of the shotgun with dual backs for McCrum, and Aslan Hunt doesn't get back to the line of scrimmage. These Grass Lake defenders are so fast to the ball right now.
Yeah, firing off there. That tackle by Weston Quietek and Gage Lee. A pair of juniors in the backfield.
And the official making me look bad because I said he didn't get to the line of scrimmage, but basically that's where he got.
Yeah.
Exactly to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I thought he might be a yard or two short of the line of scrimmage, so a little bit of a generous spot there. And again, that sweep play, they just can't get anything moving on that.
Seen a lot of different formations out of Napoleon today. They go four wide here with Aslan Hunt in the backfield.
Weatherspoon in the slot. Bad snap.
Bad
fumbled.
Snap, and he falls on it. That's going to put him back inside the 5 at about the 2-yard line.
Yeah.
And bring up a third down. They did move that up to about the 3.
Generous.
Yeah. It's homecoming. You guys can have a yard.
MHSAA.com if I really want to have a beef about it.
If we weren't already working every Friday, I might consider. So they go shotgun here. Two backs with McCrum. One to each side. He takes the snap back to throw from his own end zone. Looking downfield.
Bad
got
throw.
A one-on-one. Left it short. Nearly picked off. I imagine there's a soul or two on the Grass Lake sideline who'd like to have seen a offensive pass interference penalty on that. Battle for the ball ends up incomplete, and Napoleon will have a punting situation.
Yeah, Colin Bradley, the throw was well short by Tobin McCrum. Bradley tried to come back for it, ended up just essentially bear-hugging Winston Higgins to keep him from picking that ball off.
Yeah, so the punter now standing dangerously close to the end of the back of the end zone. Good snap this time. And he's showing a big leg, and that one's a liner. He bounces at the 40 and kind of goes just straight up in the air. And fall dead, and Grass Lake familiar location on the field here. Wearing out the grass in between the 40 and 50-yard line. That one's on the 44, and Grass Lake will take over. 5:16 to go first quarter. Still scoreless here on K105.3. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, the football frenzy. Two-year lease on a 2019 Chevy Equinox from Art Main Chevrolet.
Nice ride.
It was they were testing out some of the comfort features today while they were waiting for the homecoming parade to get done so they could get back here. This parking lot's been full, I'm guessing, since about 5 o'clock today.
This parking lot, the parking lot next to the high school, I mean, they're all full. The auction livestock was full.
Shotgun for Hickey to pass on first down. Throw is a little low. It looks like it might have got the ground, but he catches it in his hands. And they're going to flag down. That came in late, too.
Yeah. I don't know what they could have called. I didn't see anything that was not appropriate. We'll see. Face mask.
Against Napoleon. That would be a five-yarder.
Good catch by Tyler Eason. Excuse me, Scott Crutchfield for Grass Lake.
So we get a first down now for the Warriors. First down's hard to come by so far in this one. 5:07 on the clock, scoreless, Grass Lake.
I believe that's the first down for either team.
Yeah.
Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Call Airflow Heating Company today to schedule your preseason cleaning and inspection for just $49. 784-6175. Airflow Heating Company offers free in-home estimates on new furnaces, boilers, and water heaters. You can even get rebates up to $400 on a new furnace from Consumers Energy. Be ready for the cold months ahead with Airflow Heating Company. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your inspection and free in-home estimate. Or call Airflow Heating Company at 784-6175.
Couple nice throws, one that was dropped, and now he's going to be looking to get somebody again here. Four wide shotgun in the backfield with him is Trent Holden. They all turn to the sideline. Play call comes in, and there's the snap. Give is to Holden. Slams into the line, still on his feet, dragging and wills himself to a first down there inside the 20. Grass Lake in the red zone, knocking on the door, finding a little offensive momentum they haven't had up to this point in the game. 4:11 to go, first quarter.
Yeah, Adam Garcia with the nice stop there, but first down nonetheless for the Warriors. And they'll go three wide to the left.
Fresh set of downs from the 19, trips left, as Jason said. Snap to Hickey's a little high, but he pulls it down quickly. Crutchfield doesn't struggle with that one. Nifty move to dodge a tackler. He's down to the 10. He'll come up short of the first down, but a nice play by Crutchfield. Looked sure-handed on that one, Jason.
Yeah, he did. And that's what we're used to seeing out of Crutchfield. Nice stop, good tackle there by Garrett Wiley, the senior for the Pirates. Good job to wrap him up.
Second down, about a yard for Grass Lake. And they'll go three wide on this one. Nope, four. I missed that guy down the other edge. We got an obscured view here. And the handoff goes to Kwiatek. He's got the first down and then some. He'll get down near the five-yard line before he stopped. That'll be four more tries for Grass Lake at the end zone from the six-yard line.
Garrett Wiley with another tackle there. His tackling form has been really, really phenomenal. I don't think he's missed a tackle yet.
Kwiatek stays in the backfield. And he takes the pitch out to the right side, trying to get to the edge. Napoleon's going to stop. He hurdles the guy. He's inside the five and tackled, but a flag comes in late in the play. Any guess on that, Jason?
Looked like it might be in the area of either a holding or a face mask. It was right near the play, and on those sweep plays, you got to watch those holding calls. Yep, blocking the back.
Blocking the back for the Warriors. That's going to move them back 10 yards. Nothing kills momentum like a penalty.
And that's not something we saw out of either one of these teams the last time we saw them. Napoleon very disciplined against East Jackson. And Grass Lake, I don't think they committed a single penalty at all when we saw them in Grass Lake. Shotgun formation for Hickey.
Hickey back to pass. Got a little time. Gets hit as he throws. And looking for the receiver coming across.
Crutchfield.
Incomplete. Crutchfield again. That was tough catching again. Yeah. He didn't get everything he wanted to on the football because he was hit as he threw. And that's going to make it second down. And again, goal to go from the 14-yard line.
Yeah, I don't think you can count that one as a drop against Crutchfield. Just a tough throw into the ground. And it was either his guy or no guy, so it was a good throw by Hickey given the circumstances. But bring up second and goal.
Four wide, Hickey play action. And he's looking to throw right outside the goal line. He's going to turn and run into the end zone. Crutchfield again. Somebody's going to have to guard that kid before it's all said and done. 6 points for Grass Lake to go ahead. 2:59 to go first quarter. Point after pending. They gave Hickey enough time, and he was able to find Crutchfield just shy of the goal line, and he had plenty of room to turn it up and into the end zone. Hold is down, kick is up, and looks good from here. The officials agree.
It is good.
7-0. Grass Lake scores first. We'll be back with the kickoff. 30-second break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers look good. Like, really good. And starting at only $6.99, a bacon Gouda burger, a spicy sriracha burger. Those flavors alone will have you questioning, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? And even after you eat one of these burgers with fries for only $6.99, you'll still question, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? The answer is yes, these burgers are from Denny's. Get a burger and fries starting at $6.99. Only at Denny's. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Hey, the football frenzy. Let's go ahead and get our qualifiers here for the two-year lease. Amanda Matthews, Chris Davis, Stephen Kenneth, Joy LaForge, Peggy Roberts, Randy Trudell, Pam Barnes, Denise Croft, Danny Currilo, and Tom Darrow. Congratulations to Chris Hicks and Tim Farr on a couple of $50 gift certificates, one from Claybon's and one of those Visa gift cards you can use on anything you want. I might want to use that at Claybon's, actually.
Yeah. Have you had their Detroiter pizza yet?
I have.
It's good.
It wasn't all for me. I'm not a big peppers guy.
I know
but
you're
the
not.
Crust was unbelievable.
Right?
They got that. It tastes like a Cheez-It, only better.
Yes.
Yes, so good, the Detroiter over Claybon's. Here's your kickoff. Napoleon with Weatherspoon, and it looks like Hunt back to return. And they'll run it up, and they'll get at the 20, which is their best field position so far. And Devontae Householder. I say it looked like Hunt for a minute, but number five, Householder.
Tackle by Evan Stuckey there. There we go. Now we can see our rosters.
I could see fine. Huh?
I don't know how. I'm blind.
I kind of like when it's dark up here, actually.
Oh, well, there you go.
Maybe we'll work on a lamp for you, Jason.
I'm blind up here, apparently.
And on first down, pitch out to Hunt. And again, they're just going to stretch that right out. And he does break through. That's pretty impressive that he was able to stand on his feet and break a tackle there. And at the end, a flag comes in. A little extracurricular.
Yeah. Looks like Ryan Simmons was really into that block. And that's going to cost him probably 15, unless they go offsetting, which I doubt it. But we could see offsetting penalties.
It looked like they had Hunt hemmed up for about a 2-yard loss, and then he just kept grinding and was able to break free, and he ended up turning it into a short gain.
Yeah, that's what he does. That's going to be on Napoleon.
They have two penalties. They'll offset. Prediction there, Jason.
Thank you. That's what I do. That's why I'm not the second best color man in the business for nothing. Behind Ratch.
The good thing is we got a really vocal fan right outside
the
window.
Yes, we do.
Here, so if we miss anything.
He's got it.
If it's going against Napoleon, we'll know because he hates it. I formation to pitch out the Hunt. And again, Grasslake does a good job of getting there quickly, but he is going to be able to get about a yard or two on the carry. So from second and five, we'll make it third and about three.
Got a block! Let's go!
2:22 left in this quarter.
Yeah. Tackled by Winston Higgins and Ryan Simmons, who was called for that unsportsmanlike penalty. Making up for it there.
Third down, about three.
And I believe Weatherspoon is lined up in the middle to take this snap in a Wildcat.
And he'll take it. And Grasslake all over it. Nowhere to go. Big defensive stand by the Warriors. Third and three turns into fourth and three. Punting situation here for the Pirates. Struggling to move the football. Grasslake's defense has really impressed in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, that was Gage Lee bringing him down there. And interesting play call, because when you line up either Hunt or Weatherspoon in that Wildcat position, you definitely, if you're defense, you're not thinking throw. So all of your efforts go into stopping the run on that play, and it's not a wise call, even on third and short.
There's your snap for the punt.
Big
go from about the 20, and big boot. 35, Grasslake returns. Crutchfield over the 40, up to about the 42. Still on their side of the field. First time Grasslake's had the ball in their own territory all game. They'll take over first and 10. With a minute 5 to go, they lead 7-0.
Still waiting to get him out of town scores here.
Got a couple here. We got Jackson High, 15-0. They lead on the road against Tecumseh. And at home, Lumen Christie tied 0-0 with Battle Creek Harper Creek. Grasslake making their way into the field out of the huddle. They won't huddle much. Four wide, three split left for Hickey. He's showing he will pass. This time he hands off, and there's a big gash run over the 50, down to about the 48-yard line. And that's the first time that we've seen Holden get loose for any kind of a big gain. 8 yards on the carry, second and two. Quick toss out by Hickey. He's got some room to get to the sideline. First down. Inside the 45. We'll get down to about the 41 before he stopped. And that is Carson Canning on the reception. Again, that's a Grasslake kind of does that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a run play. They just they split three wide receivers one direction. One guy will pop back and catch it while the other two try to block for him. In that case, it got him a first down. This time, a handoff again to Holden. He's finding a little bit of room and battling his way down to the 35.
Good tackle there again by, that was Garrett Wiley.
21 seconds left here in the first, 7-0 lead for Grasslake. They've got the football and little momentum now. Update from Spring Arbor Road. Lumen Christie now leads 7-0.
Maybe Gio knows something we don't.
Out of the shotgun, Hickey back to pass again. Quick out and caught. Nice collision. Short of the first down marker by a little bit. It looks like it's going to be close. Might even get a measurement on this one. Pass was to Winston Higgins.
The tackle by Tyler Eason. And that will end the first.
So we'll switch sides and we'll take a commercial break. 1 minute, we're back with the second quarter on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof. With on-site computer and network repairs, Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services can save you time by coming to your home, assessing any issue, and taking care of the problem right there in your home. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof.
You work hard. You're there early, you stay late, and yet You feel like your career is at a standstill. Flexible Staffing understands how you feel, and they have a solution. Flexible Staffing is in the business of helping hardworking people like you find a career where they feel appreciated, valued, and perhaps most importantly, appropriately compensated for your work ethic. Call Flexible Staffing of Jackson today and feel good about your career. Flexible Staffing, FSSstaff.com.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
His switch ends, Grass Lake left to right on your radio dial. They lead 7-0, 12 minutes on the clock for the second quarter, brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Great hospitality. Steve Dorr, Jeff Punches, and the gang over at East Jackson last week. And we happened to bump into Coach Punches after it was a 33-6 final, East Jackson with the win. And Jeff Punches told us after the game, he said that was kind of the most complete game they had played yet this year.
Yeah.
And
that's a good sign.
They were glad to have some things going positively, and we'll look forward to getting the score maybe from that game. Vandercook Lake and East Jackson both winless on the season, but playing tonight, so ideally one team's going to get a win. I guess worst case scenario is a couple of ties.
I do have a score from that game. End of one, they are tied at zero. Oh, those poor schools.
Four wide for Hickey and the Warriors. Three receivers split to his right. And he'll hand off on first down. Into the line.
Got
bounces
room.
Out to the outside. He's got the first down.
Big
Look
hit.
At that collision at the 20. I think both players kind of feel like they got the best of that exchange. It was a big hit. And that is holding on the carry. And first down for Grass Lake.
And I believe that was Devontae Householder with the stop.
Inertia there.
Yeah. He didn't have a choice.
The movable object. It's the other thing. I can't remember what you're saying.
Back to
Hickey. You got it. Throw to the end zone into the back corner. It looks like it's going to go a little out of bounds. Grass Lake taking a shot at the end zone. And looking for Carson Canning. Incomplete. Second down.
Good back shoulder throw there by Hickey. And he put it where, either his guy or no guy. And that's the sign of a really strong quarterback knowing exactly what he's doing.
20-yard line. Well, it's actually inside the 19-yard line for the Warriors. Four wide. Hickey out of the shotgun. Holden's behind him. And he fakes the give, keeps. And Hickey's going to have nowhere to go. They'll pull him right down for line of scrimmage. Kind of slow to develop there. Hickey was a little indecisive. So third down and about nine.
Yeah, good job by Braden Bunny to come across on that read option play and make the stop.
11-13 to go second quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. Four wide, this time evenly distributed, two to each side for Hickey.
Showing blitz.
Back to pass. Pressure comes, hit as he throws, gets it away, and caught! It looks like it's going to be a little bit short of the first down marker, but that'd be a spot where you might see them try it on fourth down. Receiver on the play is Winston Higgins.
Yeah, they're going to mark it at just shy of the 10.
So it'll be fourth down, and actually about a yard and a half they've got it.
And they will go trips left. Crutchfield in the slot. Blitz showed by Napoleon.
And this is a short yardage situation where they might want to run one of those quick out passes.
Yeah, bubble screens. And we're going to get a timeout.
And Grass Lake will take the timeout. So with 10:50 to go here in the second quarter, we'll take a 30-second break, come back after the timeout. 7-0 Grass Lake leads.
Hi, I'm Steve Dorr, superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
So they're readjusting the clock, trying to get it back to where it was. They had let it run down in a couple. We got about, I count about 16 extra seconds.
Yeah.
They gave them back about six, but. Grasslake will come out of there.
Yeah, it was 10:42 when I looked over after somebody said the clock's still running.
Well, I happened to look over to check the time, you know, just for our out there. Takes the snap, give it to Holden. He's got the first down. Leans into the line and will get the distance necessary to move the chains. First and goal for Grasslake. And it was, I don't know, it took them about three possessions, Jason, before Grasslake really got it going. But once they started, they've been consistently moving the football now. And we're going to get a measurement here. I don't like that spot is short.
Yeah, that is very short on the spot.
Calling out the chain gang. Oh, don't you know that's the sound of... I'm sorry.
Good song, though.
What was that movie? Do you remember that?
I do not.
I feel like it was... I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. Geo will know.
GOC, don't miss Sports Saturday tomorrow. And a lot of them you didn't know you wanted.
That's right. Iron Mountain and Menominee and Bobsville.
You do a good job of knowing some of those names.
Whatever.
Whittemore Prescott.
Yes, Whittemore Prescott. He's got a story about that school, by the way.
Matt Lehman's alma mater.
Yeah.
Out of the shotgun. Hickey takes it. Holden. He's going to the end zone. Touchdown, Grasslake. There's a 9-yard touchdown run for Holden and the Warriors. 13-0. Holden has been getting stronger and stronger as the game goes on. 10:20 to go first half. 13-0 and an extra point coming up.
Yeah, once he got to the outside, it was all over but the crying. It was a matter of just walking it into the end zone from there.
And I didn't catch the number, but kudos to that receiver still holding his block downfield.
Yeah.
The only guy who had a chance to stop Hickey at that, or excuse me, to stop Holden at that point. And there was no chance. Hold is down, kick is up, and it might have been a little left. Nope, they'll call it good. 14-0 Warriors with 10:20 to go first half. 30-second break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grasslake supports high school athletics and the Grasslake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grasslake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Boyle, Jason Smith, second quarter, brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Back-to-back scores for Grasslake puts them comfortably in the driver's seat for this one. 14-0 with 10:20 to go. Napoleon has struggled to even get a couple yards on the offense so far. They got to find a way to free up Aslan Hunt, or they're going to have to get somebody else involved offensively.
Yeah, now we said Ethan Witherspoon might not be a half bad idea to focus on in the offense. He's had one carry and got stopped for a big loss, but I think maybe his best attribute might be through the air. Get him into some space, let him create.
He's back with Householder to return it. Witherspoon and Householder kind of jockeying position here because I think they're trying to keep it away from Witherspoon, and they do kick it away from him. Householder's got it at the 10 and now finds a little room to run over the 20 to about the 23 before he's tackled by a tribe of Warriors.
Yeah, I like that. Let's run with that.
Unless something better comes up.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best bet. A gaggle.
First down. So they'll get that ball spotted on the 25, first and 10 for Napoleon.
That's just a fun word.
And I think on the 25, that's about as good a field position as they've had so far.
I believe you are correct. They've been in the shadow of their end zone most of the night.
And they come out and give you a bit of a different look here. Four wide. Hunts to the backfield with McCrum. Shotgun. In motion, Householder. They fake the give. McCrum keeps and runs. Gets into the 30. And actually, that's Hunt. Hunt took the snap. Kind of a direct snap. He faked the give and then kept. It worked. They got about 6 yards on the carry. Second down and four. Napoleon's, they're going to have to be a little crafty with the play calling, I think. I think Grass Lake scouted them pretty well.
Yeah, I agree. I think with Hunt, some read option type stuff where he either carries or gives the ball off might not be a half bad idea, but he's got to give the ball away too to make that effective.
And he's back there to take the snap again with four wide receivers. And he fakes the give, keeps this time, and they'll come right back out and get him. So it worked once. The second try comes up shy, and they'll get back to about the line of scrimmage, not much more. Kind of generous on the spot there, so let's call it third down at about three here for Napoleon. Another update from Jackson High, 22-0. Well, from Tecumseh, Jackson High on the road, 22-0 up against Tecumseh.
Lumen up 14-0 on Harper Creek.
Looking good for the Vikings to stay unbeaten and the Titans. Now McCrum back in, and he's looking to throw, and he tries to get Hunt out of the backfield, overthrows him, incomplete.
Good play idea there for Hunt. He had some space in front of him if McCrum could have dropped that ball into his hands, but just a little bit overthrown, and Hunt couldn't quite get there.
Yeah, I like the play call.
I did too. Fourth and short, but
punt unit looks
probably
like they're
too
out.
Deep, yeah. They will send the punt team out. Looks like Crutchfield and Higgins back deep for the Warriors.
Snap coming here. Little high, reels it in, puts the boots to it. Nice high punt. It's going to be on the left sideline and bounces out of bounds. They're going to track it to, I'm guessing, about the 34. He runs all the way into the 31. I thought it was out a little before that.
There you go.
So he'll slide over to the 32. Scott Ash there right behind him, probably giving him a suggestion as to where he might want to spot it.
Oh, boy, was moving down the line pretty good, though.
Hustling.
He's a hefty. He's got some speed, though. Good 40 time.
Yeah, he had to open up the afterburner.
Yeah, he did.
It was almost like he realized that that was going to be his job. And, oh, shoot.
I got to go.
Better hustle. 8:38 to go here in the first half. 14-0 Grass Lake. They'll look to add to that while the Napoleon Pirates are going to have to figure out how to stop the momentum. Grass Lake has been able to move the ball pretty smoothly their last couple possessions. Working with a big chunk of field here, Grass Lake. Back to pass, Hickey looking for the out route. Now he's going to
look
downfield. Wide open behind everybody. Caught it. And they'll chase him down at about the 29. Great play call there. Great throw downfield. Winston Higgins on the catch up the left sideline. And Hickey popped back as though he's going for that quick throw. And that gave Higgins a chance to slide down, sneak behind all the defenders. And he was wide open. And actually, Hickey underthrew it a little bit. If he catches him in stride, that's a touchdown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was well behind everybody. Garrett Wiley was able to catch up as he had to slow up to reel the ball in.
And now they'll hand off. Quietek, no, that's Holden. And he gets caught right at the line, drags a guy for a minute, and he'll probably get about one, maybe two on the carry, depending on the spot.
He almost broke that free in the ankle tackle by Adam Garcia.
You've really got to clamp down when you get that ankle, and
yeah,
that's all you got. So four wideouts now for Hickey. And he's back to pass. Quick throw.
Miscommunication there.
He got that out of there quick. And Crutchfield, I think, was the intended and didn't turn around.
Yeah, a little bit of extra.
7:51 to go.
Extracurricular activity there on the offensive line.
A little chippiness. I didn't think it was, I mean...
Hey, he was a little rough getting
angry,
up.
Folks,
use that
but,
forearm
yeah.
to get to lift yourself up off the ground on a guy.
Shotgun again. Three wide left for Hickey. Third down at about nine. And he'll go downfield. Wide open. Crutchfield. Past the marker. Works his way up to the 10. He's going to be a little shy of the 10-yard line. But another catch for Crutchfield. And no question right now who the favorite target is for Hickey.
Yeah, Crutchfield is incredibly talented in terms of his ability to be incredibly sure-handed.
Well, his route running has been spectacular,
yeah.
Jason. So even when everybody knows that he's a primary target, he's been able to get open. There's some movement from the Grasslake line. Flag coming out from everywhere. Even our buddy here on the right side came in a little late with his flag. Turned
like
into a pretty
guy.
Good weather night, Jason.
Yeah, it did. Not a whole lot of moisture. I know we were looking at, about a 90% chance we'd see some rain, but it's holding off so far.
And if you look at Old Glory down here on the left side of us here, waving in the wind, but all of the flags in this right end zone are just hanging there.
Yeah.
There's a handoff to Holden, and he's running angry on that one down near the five. Bouncing off of defenders.
Yeah, he was running with purpose there.
Out of the shotgun for Hickey, and this time he does give to Holden. A little slow on the exchange. Holden's got no room to run. Third down will come up here. They could get a first down in between here in the end zone. That marker spotted at about the three.
Yeah. It'll
but
be close.
Third and five right about now.
Garrett Wiley with yet another tackle for the Pirates. Very impressed with his defensive play so far.
Four wideouts. Back to pass is Hickey. He gets pressure. It spins away.
Wow.
Now he pulls it down to run. He's got a shot at the end zone. He'll block it in. Touchdown.
Wow.
And a huge block to free him up for the end zone. They had him, and they lost him. Hickey spun away from two defenders with a chance at the sack. Once he's in the open field, he had all the room he needed to find the end zone. It's 20-0 now, Grass Lake.
Wow, that was an impressive job to spin away from the pressure, realize he didn't have anything downfield, and instead of forcing it, just tucks it and runs. Got a great block and into the end zone.
Extra point set here.
Yeah,
and now we get some movement. Ball started against the Warriors.
Somebody flinched somewhere.
They'll move it back, and Grasslake will try from a little further out. He's definitely got the leg from here. There's the hold is down, and he kicks it. Looks good from here.
No good.
Just over that left upright. You could kind of see it on the last one. He kind of tried to pull it. And this one, he did accomplish that feat. So it'll be 20-0, Grasslake. 6:28 to go first half. Let's take a 30-second break and get back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Brooklyn Road Veterinary Clinic, providing you and your pets with quality professional service. Limited to the practice of dog and cat medicine, but that doesn't limit all that they do. Providing ultrasounds and prenatal care, obedience training, spay and neuter services, dental care, preventive health care, cancer diagnosis, and senior care. Brooklyn Road Veterinary Clinic in Napoleon, where medicine, experience, and compassion come together. Call 536-4949 to book an appointment. Brooklyn Road Veterinary Clinic. That number again is 536-4949. 49. Go Pirates!
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Second quarter of your Football Frenzy game brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Go Trojans.
That's right.
wishing them good luck against Vandercook Lake tonight. Wishing the Jayhawks good luck, too, though. Either way, somebody's going to get a win tonight, and that'll be a positive.
Absolutely. Don't have a score for them since the nothing-nothing update, but I do have Western and Coldwater. Western is up 14-7 just before the half, and of course we'll get you some halftime scores from around the area.
Vikings now 22-7 to Tecumseh on the scoreboard. There's your kickoff. Hit that one down to the 13. Weatherspoon's going to come up and get it.
Fumble.
And he'll lose the football. Grasslake has a shot. He picks it up. Grasslake football. Down to the 5.
Wow.
Ethan Weatherspoon looking to take off with a head of steam, but didn't bring the football with him. He'll drop it. Grasslake picks it up, advances it inside the 5-yard line. First and goal for the Warriors.
Steven Grishko with the fumble recovery. I thought that was still on the ground. Next thing I know, he's almost into the end zone.
And in a situation like that, when you've got an entire squad of Grasslake players moving that ball's direction, when that ball gets loose, it's tough for there to be a Napoleon player who can notice it and turn it, change his momentum that direction to get it.
Yeah.
So once it's loose, that's Grasslake football. Hickey takes the snap, hands off the hold, and spins off a defender and into the end zone. And just like that, the blink of an eye, Grasslake makes a 26-0 lead. Everything's going Grasslake's way right now. They'll try an extra point here. Starting to get a comfortable lead built up here in the first half with 6:12 to go. Hold is down, kick is up, partially blocked. And short of the crossbar. 26-0 our score, 6:12. Let's take another 30 seconds. We got another kickoff coming up on the Campbell 5.3 Football Frenzy.
At Columbia, whether you are a homeschooler looking for an advanced curriculum or a non-traditional high school student seeking a diploma, the Columbia Virtual Academy may be for you.
With Columbia Virtual Academy, you may learn at your own pace and earn your diploma while working from the comfort of your home. On-site tutoring is available and your testing is completed on campus.
Whether accelerating your education or making time to complete your high school diploma, look no farther than Columbia Virtual Academy. Learning today, leading tomorrow. Visit us online at myeagles.org.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Well, if you'd asked me what the score would be with 6:12 to go in the first half, 26-0 would not have been my answer.
No.
Tonight, Grasslake catching fire here and 26 unanswered. Score from over on Spring Arbor, Luma Christie now leads 21-0. All Titans in that one.
You know, between the two touchdowns, Grasslake ticked off just 16 seconds between their third touchdown of the game and the 4-yard touchdown run by Trenton Holden. So a costly, costly mistake by the Pirates. Now maybe you're thinking, okay, let's kick it to Weatherspoon again.
I wouldn't want to. Now he's got even more incentive to break something big. I look at him right now, and I feel like he's hoping they kick it to him. Please kick it to
me.
They do. He's going to catch it on the run. 20-yard line. Now he looks to turn it up. Trying to change directions. He'll get tackled at about the 26.
Hangs on to the football, though. That's positive.
The Napoleon offense just hasn't been able to get anything going so far in this one. We'll see what they figure it out on the sideline.
I think you got to get Weatherspoon more involved in the offense through the air. Give him some space to work. That Grasslake's not giving you anything up the middle. Weatherspoon will line up out wide.
And now they go McCrum under center. He gives to Hunt. High formation. Hunt looking for some room to the outside. Able to squirt ahead for a pretty good gain. That's going to be about 6 yards on the carry.
That stop by Cameron Darrow, the junior linebacker.
32-yard line for the Pirates. Four to go. Weatherspoon split way left here. Another receiver to the right. Hunt the deep back for McCrum, and he gives to Hunt. Hunt slams into the line, but there's some defenders.
Still moving.
Look at him, still chugging. He moves the chains there. Sheer force of will.
Aslan Hunt last week against East Jackson was that ability to just keep the legs moving and forward momentum for Aslan Hunt, and I believe that's Napoleon's first down.
Ready to go again with Hunt deep back. He takes it again. This time he's got a lot of room. He's not touched for about 5 yards. He's getting 9 on that carry. Now you're starting to see a little rhythm from this Pirate offense right at midfield.
Close to the first down.
They're going to move it.
Yep.
First and 10 for the Pirates. Hunt now starting to feel some rhythm. They've dug quite a hole for him. 5 minutes to go here in the half. Second quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. Second quarter. Clock running, 26-0 Warriors, but the Pirates looking to get themselves on the scoreboard. Another give to Hunt, and there he goes, about 4 yards. And early in the game, Jason, when there was nothing there, it was a stop. It was a yard, maybe. Right there wasn't much room to run, but he still got 4 yards on the carry.
Yeah, and that's the Aslan Hunt that we're used to seeing from this Napoleon offense, getting that good push on the offensive line. He's not touched for a yard or two instead of contact in the backfield. And Grass Lake's going to have to step it up if they want to shut him down, because once he gets moving, he is tough to stop.
They're ready to go here again from the... They moved it to the... And there's Hunt again.
Got
this
room.
Time he breaks into the second level. And that's a big gain for Hunt. Football on the 31-yard line. Into Grass Lake territory, and Hunt, now he's starting to feel it.
And that is Winston Higgins who brought him down. Big run by Hunt. Had a lot of space, made a nice cut at the line, and again into the second level, and was able to pick up a huge chunk of yardage as he continues his mission to 1,000 yards on the year.
Hunt in the backfield again. High formation. They continue to stack the bots. They go to Hunt. And he squirts down to the 25. It's another about 7 yards on that carry for Hunt. And you can feel just a sense of anticipation here from the Napoleon crowd. And a little bit of relief going, yes, that's the Aslan Hunt we're used to watching.
Yeah, and it's a good job by Braden Bunny as well, the senior fullback, creating some space.
Second down, about 4. And this time the fullback's going to take it. And he'll get a couple. If they'll give him forward progress, we should be looking at a third down at about 2.
Braden Bunny with that carry, and he'll come off the field.
Don't take it!
Third down, right where I thought they'd mark it, about 2 yards. About the 23. There's your handoff to the big back up front, and he'll take it over the pile, moves the chains inside the 20 now for the Pirates with 2:21 on our first half clock. As we creep toward 8 o'clock here on K105.3, the Football Frenzy. Of course, still working on giving away that 2-year lease on the 2019 Chevy Equinox.
Yeah.
Make your way to our next broadcast at Western High School. 6 p.m. is when we start signing folks up. 7 p.m. we wrap up the sign up. We'll get 10 more qualifiers there next Friday. Right now, it's first and 10 for Napoleon. They give to Hunt. He's hit. Nowhere to spin away this time. He will get about 3 yards, though, before they'll bring him down. Inside 2 minutes to go in the half.
That tackle by Ryan Simmons on the defensive line.
Stay tuned at the half. We'll get the MHSAA This Week in High School Sports segment for you. I think we're going to have an extended halftime here for homecoming with the Pirates. Still looking to get on the scoreboard. Asen Hunt's the deep back. He takes the give, looking to the right side. Now looks to turn it back inside, down to about the 10-yard line, close to a first down. Looking for the spot. And just shy of that 10-yard line, that would move the chains. So it's going to be third down and short again for the Pirates.
Good job by Hunt there to make that cut back to the inside. Gave him a little bit of extra room. Grass Lake's going to have to do something to stack the box a little bit more than what they have. This time they'll put 9 in the box. Step those safeties up and a jump
and
on the line.
And now some movement from the Napoleon line and a collective, coming from these Pirate faithful. First time they've really done anything to hurt themselves on this drive. That'll make it a third and about 6.
Yeah, that was the most collective sigh I think we've heard all year long from a team. A crowd that knows this team is on the verge of putting points on the board. Much needed points.
This is a packed house here tonight. Mezzanine at a U of M game.
There's long throw to Weatherspoon. Got it.
Oh, he dropped it. Out. The throw was on. It's in his arms. The defender gets a hand in there. Unable to hold on. That was the right play call at the right time.
Yeah.
Just couldn't finish it out. 18 seconds left. Late first half, Jackson High now 29-7 over Tecumseh on the road. And Lumen Christie now 28-0 at home with Battle Creek, Harper Creek, looking to, I guess this would clinch them a share of the Interstate 8 title.
Yeah.
With a win. They still have BC Penfield waiting, and that's probably their best test in the league right now. Four wideouts going forward on fourth down here. McCrum out of the shotgun. Grass Lake showing blitz.
Yep, they're
back
coming.
Back to pass McCrum, and he gets it away.
Got Weatherspoon, interception.
Intercepted. And now they were kind of both holding on to it, and they are going to give possession to the Warriors.
Yeah, that was Steven Grishko who came down with it. Weatherspoon ripped it out of his hands, and they were on the ground. And when everybody got up, Weatherspoon had it in his arms in the end zone, but they had already signaled that this is going to be a touchback and interception courtesy of Steven Grishko for the Warriors.
Weatherspoon pleading his case to the official still. Wait, it was in my hands. How can it not be? So with 12 seconds, Grass Lake will take it at the 20-yard line after the touchback. And looks like they'll take a knee and get it into the locker room here at the half with a 26-0 advantage.
You can't really call this the victory formation because it's in the half.
Yeah, you just
take
the knee.
I don't know what you call it.
And let's go to the locker room. Halftime here at Napoleon High School, 26-0. An unexpected offensive explosion, but maybe even more impressive, the defensive shutdown that Grass Lake has shown us here in the first half. On the halftime now for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey Carpet Dealer. We'll get you the out-of-town scores, check out the stats for Denny's, and get things ready for the second half. Again, 26-0. Our score after one half of football at Napoleon High School. We'll take a 2-minute break and come back in the half on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations, free childcare while you work out downtown, free featured group exercise classes, access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract, so give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
For over 31 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7 for emergencies. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening not only downtown, but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our three Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith out in the half here. Homecoming at Napoleon. I just saw the Lumen score update. Napoleon High School. Pretty cool they've got the band out on the field. Of course, it's homecoming, so they'll be bringing out the Queen candidates and announcing the winner. But they've got the green lights on the black drums. That looks really cool.
That is really cool.
As somebody who played percussion back in high school, I'm a fan.
Were you quads jealous. Or snare?
I played the snare drum.
Okay.
Of course, Jason Relier.
Relier was on the quads. That's right. He was
You'll
a beast.
Back in the time.
Oh, yeah.
Back in those days.
Beast mode.
26-0 our score here, Grass Lake. They struggled. They had 2-3 possessions early on. They struggled a little bit, and then it's like they just clicked, and everything started going. And you had Holden running strong, and Hickey with a couple of really big throws, and Crutchfield, a huge part of the offense for the Warriors there in the first half. What do you got for some Denny's first half stats for us, Jason?
Well, we've got not much in the way of stats for the Napoleon Pirates. Aslan Hunt has pretty much been the show. He's got right around 30, 40 yards rushing in his pursuit for 1,000. The interception for Tobin McCrum. But on the flip side is where all the numbers are for the Grass Lake Warriors. Sean Hickey has a 5-yard pass touchdown to Scott Crutchfield. We've also had a 7-yard rush touchdown for Hickey. Steve of 4 giving us the 26-0 score. Missed extra point and a block extra point by Grass Lake.
Well, there's your halftime stats for Denny's. These burgers are from Denny's?
Yes, they are.
Yes, these burgers are from Denny's. I heard that spot today, and I said,
yeah,
you know what?
Too.
We need a Denny. I need a Denny's burger.
It's been a minute since they brought us breakfast into the office, too.
That too long.
It really has.
Too long. I got to get with whoever's in charge of that.
Yeah.
So we had our message earlier from my friend Doug Hansen, as we mentioned. Doug Hansen from the radio station also played the snare drum.
Oh, cool.
It's a little fraternity there of former snare drum players. Congratulations to Amanda Matthews, Chris Davis, Stephen Kenneth, Joy LaForge, Peggy Roberts, Randy Trudell, Pam Barnes, Denise Croft, Danny Curlo, and Tom Darrow are qualifiers for the 2-year lease on the 2019 Chevy Equinox.
Yeah.
Chris Hicks won a $50 Claybons gift certificate, and Tim Farr won a $50 Visa gift card.
Cool.
So congratulations to our winners from the pregame tailgate, and good luck to everybody who got qualified for the Chevy Equinox.
Yeah. Got some out-of-town scoreboard scores as well.
Give us what you got.
We have got Jackson leads Tecumseh at halftime 29-7. Loom and Christie at the half leads Battle Creek Harper Creek 28-0. Hudson 14, Onstead 7. Western leads Coldwater 21-7. Michigan Center at the half all over Hanover 40-0.
There you go, your out-of-town scoreboard. Let's go ahead and take a couple minutes here on the halftime. We'll get the MHSAA's This Week in High School Sports segment, and we'll come back to get things set up for the second half. Our halftime for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey Carpet Dealer, 26-0. Grass Lake leads Napoleon on the half on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's fair with a Mexico City flair. The all-new Chilango's Cantina Grill. Authentic Mexican food and drink cocktails that complement every meal. Chilango's Cantina Grill. Voted best tacos in Jackson. And voted number 4 in the state. With gourmet burritos, oyster tacos, 100 types of tequila and mezcal, fresh custom margaritas, and 7 draft Mexican beers. All Chilango style. Their chiller machine keeps your drink at the correct temperature without ice. Chilango's Mexican Grill is now Chilango's Cantina Grill. At 501 Longfellow Avenue.
You've got a diesel engine. You love your diesel engine. The way it sounds, the way it handles, and the way it looks in your driveway. You know who loves your diesel as much as you do? The crew at Watson Diesel Service Company on Thorez Drive right here in Jackson, or online anytime at WatsonDieselService.com. They'll baby your diesel like you do when it needs service. Watson Diesel Service. WatsonDieselService.com. They love your diesel.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Collins Brothers Floor Covering, a neighborhood tradition since 1940. From Somerset to Pleasant Lake, Grass Lake to Concord, and all the neighborhoods in between. They've been your neighbor through the generations, making kitchens and baths a little bit brighter, one tile at a time. Making the family room a little softer, one yard of carpet at a time. From Bates Street to Brown, from 340 Farms to Birdland, on the back roads and avenues. Collins Brothers Floor Covering is helping neighbors make Jackson home. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
Truly in a league of her own, always first in goal in overtime, and you've got to be kidding me. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Last week, they gathered in Grand Rapids to celebrate the life of Dolly Konwinski, and what a life it was. The longtime MHSAA registered official in baseball and softball died at the age of 87, and the word celebrate is an understatement considering her achievements. Before becoming a well-respected baseball umpire, Konwinski was a professional bowler and one of a special group of women who made up the old All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, the organization on which the movie A League of Their Own was based. An infielder, Konwinski had her own baseball card, playing primarily for the Grand Rapids Chicks, and the league was enshrined as part of the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown nearly 30 years ago. She told us in a 1990 interview for Pass Sports about one of the pitchers in the league.
She threw an overhand curve, and today it's known as the split finger. I mean, the bottom would drop out. It'd head for their shoulders, and the catcher would be pulling it out of the dirt.
And as an umpire, she told us in that same interview the role that officials play in young people's lives.
You're doing it for the youngsters who, at this time in their life, may not be going on to the sport they're in, but they're there to have some fun.
You can read more and watch our television feature from 1990 on Dolly Konwinski on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to Schoolcraft football running back Kobe Clark, who set an MHSAA record with 9 rushing touchdowns against Constantine last week, and Rockford's Erica Vanderlende, who ran the fastest girls' cross-country time in the state this season with a 16:55.9 at the Allendale Invitational on Saturday. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Come on. Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
In Michigan, football overtime for each team starts with first and goal at the 10-yard line. Other states which allow overtime begin anywhere from the 10 to the 25-yard line, and in some of those states, you could actually pick up a first down while on offense. But Michigan is always first and goal, even in those situations where a dead ball foul from the first team's possession in an overtime may start the second team series at the 25, it is still first and goal. The only way a team on offense can pick up a first down in overtime is on a penalty, providing yardage plus an automatic, and those are only on the roughing calls, roughing the passer, the kicker, the holder, and a long snapper.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. Our first edition of You've Got to Be Kidding Me for the new school year takes us to an all-time low. In the Midwest last week, the mother of an 11th grade high school student filed in federal court. That's right, she made a federal case out of this. A lawsuit because Johnny was cut from the varsity team he was going out for. Never mind that there's plenty of good federal case law that already states that participation in high school sports is a privilege and not a right. I know some ambulance chasers who found that out the hard way earlier this year. Think of the incredible precedent that could stand to be set here if the law and common sense did not prevail. Think of it. A judge overturning a coach's decision. That would open the door in sports to decisions about playing time, positions played. What about block charge, ball strike, and pass interference calls going to court? How about who gets the lead in the school musical? Who is first chair in violin? Do you see how ridiculous this could get? Thank goodness the judge in the case refused to issue a restraining order Monday night for what was later reported to be sub-varsity team eligibility, which would have actually been a worst-case scenario since the widespread practices in school sports is to not place upper-class students on such teams for a lot of good educational reasons. There's already a glut of unworthy cases in our judicial system as it is, and cases involving school sports don't need to be in that mix. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
Are you looking to sell your home or wanting to find the next place you can lay down your welcome mat? Here at Century 21 Affiliated, our experienced agents are obsessed with better and getting you results. Ranked as the number one Century 21 franchise in the world for the third year in a row, we have offices in both Napoleon and Jackson to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Visit us online at c21affiliated.com or stop into either of our locations. Let us be the key to finding the home of your dreams. Good luck to our hometown team. Go Pirates!
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers with fresh ingredients and bold flavors are a great deal. But now, when you add in a milkshake for only $1, the deal gets even greater. Even greater? More greater. The greatliest! Either way, it's a pretty amazing deal. Come to Denny's today and get a milkshake for only $1 when you buy a burger. $1 price point applies to chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry milkshakes. Premium milkshake prices may vary. Limited time offer and participation may vary. Offer valid for dine-in only.
Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Call Airflow Heating Company today to schedule your preseason cleaning and inspection for just $49. 784-6175. Airflow Heating Company offers free in-home estimates on new furnaces, boilers, and water heaters. You can even get rebates up to $400 on a new furnace from Consumers Energy. Be ready for the cold months ahead with Airflow Heating Company. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your inspection and free in-home estimate. Or call Airflow Heating Company at 784-6175.
Brooklyn Road Veterinary Clinic, providing you and your pets with quality professional service. Limited to the practice of dog and cat medicine, but that doesn't limit all that they do. Providing ultrasounds and prenatal care, obedience training, spay and neuter services, dental care, preventive health care, cancer diagnosis, and senior care. Brooklyn Road Veterinary Clinic in Napoleon, where medicine, experience, and compassion come together. Call 536-4949 to book an appointment. Brooklyn Road Veterinary Clinic. That number again is 536-4949. Go Pirates!
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Homecoming here at Napoleon, we just got the announcement of the royalty. Homecoming queen, Madeline Godfrey, and your homecoming king, also number 7 in your program, number 1 in your heart, Colin Bradley, for the Napoleon Pirate football team. Tough to be excited about. I'm sure he's glad to be the king, but he's also in his head going, yeah, but we're down 26-0. I need to be in the locker room.
Yeah, he needs to know what his assignment is for the second half, because this lasts for about 20 minutes, and he's got stuff to do.
And if ever a team needed to make adjustments at the half, it was this Napoleon team right now. On the wrong side of a 26-0 score. Jason, what do you see for them in the second half that they need to do?
Napoleon's got to open up the playbook. I mean, that's the long and short of it. Scoring points is the easy answer. But, they've played decent on defense. But really, offensively, they've just been absolutely stifled and have gone nowhere. And I think it's just the limited play calling that they've had so far in the first half. They've got to open up the playbook. They've got to go to the air more. They absolutely have to go to the air more.
Well, it looked like they were able to get a little bit going there at the end of the second half, get a little momentum. Of course, they come up a little short, and we're running out of time, so they take a couple shots at the end zone, and those didn't work out. Actually, ends up in a turnover. It's going to be what gets them on the scoreboard. Aslan Hunt has been working, and again, like we said in their last drive, he found a little bit of running room, was able to get some stuff working. But by the end of the drive, Grass Lake seemed to have kind of picked up on that. Of course, Hunt is going to need to have something to give him a chance to take a breather, too.
Yeah, it can't be the Aslan Hunt show. I mean, Tobin McCrum has got to go to the air a little bit more. They've got to be creative in getting Aslan Hunt the ball. He can't just run it up the gut and hope for the best. Grass Lake's going to stack 9 in the box like they were doing and force them to throw the football. And you saw the result of that. And, Tobin's got to make smart decisions with the football and do what he needs to do. But really, I'd like to see him get Weatherspoon in space, get Colin Bradley in space, maybe make some, not necessarily trickery, but some creative play calling to get the ball in their hands with space to create.
Yeah, I think that all makes sense, Grass Lake. Just more of the same. I think you come out and try to do what you were doing, and I think maybe even an even more steady diet of running backs, and they've got two or three guys that they can run through there to keep guys fresh. Quietek, we saw a lot of Holden. We've seen
Darrow
as well, and I expect we'll see a steady diet of the run. And mix in enough passes to keep them off balance, but they got no need to take risks up by 26. But there's also that mentality where if you play not to lose, that's a bad thing. You want to still play to win. So we might see them, especially early, come out and look exactly like they did, looking downfield to take a shot here and there and just being aggressive, no huddle, because that's Grass Lake football.
Yeah, you get up, 35-40 to nothing, and it starts the fourth quarter. You play a little conservative. You run the ball up the middle, run, and, you punt or you do what you do once you get done gaining ground there. And, they've got a lot of weapons on the ground with, like you mentioned, Quietek and Holden and Darrow, but they also can go through the air in this third quarter with Winston Higgins we've seen. We've seen Carson Canning. Scott Crutchfield has just been phenomenal through the air. And Sean Hickey really has been able to take care of business both through the air and on the ground. He's been able to move his way out of trouble, take off when he needed to, and has made good, smart decisions with the read option plays, too.
Yeah, Grass Lake has just looked like a little better football team. The line has performed. Their offensive line has outperformed the Pirates' defensive line. Their defense has outperformed the Napoleon offense. Not by a ton, but by a margin that has given them the edge. Every time it could have gone either way. Grass Lake got it to go their way.
Yeah, and they've had a couple lucky breaks, too. I mean, Ethan Weatherspoon, who's normally very sure-handed, fumbled on a kick return and set them up for an easy score. I mean, this could quite possibly be a 21-7, 14-7 type of football game if a few bounces had gone the right way for Napoleon.
Getting ready for the second half here. Again, thank you to Collins Brothers Floor Covering, our halftime sponsor. Your Denny's halftime stats. These burgers are from Denny's?
Yes, they are.
We have cheeseburgers here at the concession stand. Good.
Not Denny's good.
Not Denny's good, but
good.
They weren't offering bacon or anything like that, which I could have used. So let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the halftime. When we come back, we'll get the second half going. 26-0, Grass Lake leads. And they'll be kicking off.
Yes.
When we come back.
Collins Brothers Floor Covering, a neighborhood tradition since 1940. From Somerset to Pleasant Lake, Grass Lake to Concord, and all the neighborhoods in between. They've been your neighbor through the generations, making kitchens and baths a little bit brighter, one tile at a time. Making the family room a little softer, one yard of carpet at a time. From Bates Street to Brown, from 340 Farms to Birdland, on the back roads and avenues. Collins Brothers Floor Covering is helping neighbors make Jackson home. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
Are you looking to sell your home or wanting to find the next place you can lay down your welcome mat? Here at Century 21 Affiliated, our experienced agents are obsessed with better and getting you results. Ranked as the number one Century 21 franchise in the world for the third year in a row, we have offices in both Napoleon and Jackson to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Visit us online at c21affiliated.com or stop into either of our locations. Let us be the key to finding the home of your dreams. Good luck to our hometown team. Go Pirates!
For over 31 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7 for emergencies. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
At Summit Orthodontics, Dr. Backinger and her team make braces fun. Summit Orthodontics specializes in family-friendly scheduling. They know you need flexibility, so appointments are on time with no waiting in one room or another. Before and after school appointments are normal and encouraged, so there's no time off work or school. Getting braces for you or your children should be relaxing and stress-free. After you meet Dr. B and her team, you'll know why Summit Orthodontics is number one in Jackson for braces and your smile. Summit Orthodontics, 517-782-9331.
K105.3 presents high school football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, countdown to the second half, our third quarter of football, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We open drains, others can't. We've got some heavy air going through here, Jason, you noted. And if you look at...
Yeah, and the way it's... The speed and the direction it's moving, it almost looks like it's moving at a downward angle, like a mist type of situation would, whereas like the fog would just sort of drift across the field. But should make this second half very interesting. We haven't seen people reaching for their umbrellas or heading for the hills yet, so...
Right.
I don't think it's enough to really make a huge impact on the game, but we'll see.
26 out the Grass Lake. They'll kick off to Napoleon. Ethan Weatherspoon and Householder are back to return. And Weatherspoon, I think, probably itching to get some redemption from the fumble he had on that previous kick return.
He'll line up on the right side of the return formation. Does Weatherspoon.
Let's go, B!
Kick is up, and they'll go to Householder on the right side. And it bounces, just dies.
Wow.
At about the 23-yard line. And Householder had to quickly dive on it because Grass Lake Warriors are bearing down on a, what looked like maybe a free football.
Yeah, it was. He was expecting the bounce. He was going to take it on the bounce, get a nice head of steam going, and the ball hit the ground and just laid there. It didn't move at all. Interesting situation there, so he was smart to just dive on it, not try to run with the football,
yeah,
as
like,
you mentioned.
Kind of like it landed in a bunker over there.
Yeah, sand's weird.
No bounce whatsoever. But here we go. Napoleon with the football on their own 23-yard line. I formation. McCrum under center. Gives to Hunt. Off tackle.
Got
find
room.
A little space. We'll get off to the 30-yard line for a 5-yard gain.
Trent Holden with the stop.
It's really probably 6 yards. Their spot was a little more generous than where I would have put it. So we're just on the other side of the 30-yard line. Second down at about 4. Misty weather out there, you can see.
Mm-hmm.
McCrum now gives to Hunt again. This time he goes left side off tackle. And he's battling the whole way, and it took everything they could do to get him down at about the 30-yard line, so no gain. Maybe even lost a half a yard. We'll see where the spot goes. Forward progress, they're going to give him a pretty good game there.
Yeah, Cameron Darrow.
He was never that far.
I don't think he was that far. Even Cameron Darrow's like, no, I tackled him back there. He's not going to win that battle, of course.
They're
but,
putting it, yeah, they yeah. put it down there.
Wow.
That's almost a first down.
Yeah. Generous spot.
He was never that far.
Cameron Darrow is perplexed.
Even the guy on the other sideline holding the down sign.
Yeah, he was kind of like, wait, are you sure? Because...
And now they're going to call for a measurement.
Wow. Wow. Just, wow.
Now the officials are kind of working it out. Watch. I saw a video online today where there was an official and they had the ball marked and they were bringing the chains out for a measurement and he walked by and just kind of nudged the football forward.
He wanted to get out of there. Just short of the first down.
Never got that
far. No, not even close. We've got the camera crew up here. I wonder if we can get into the video booth and get some evidence.
Yeah, but it's the Pirates camera crew. They
yeah.
said, yeah, exactly. They definitely that.
Yeah.
Can we see it? No.
No.
Third down at about an inch. McCrum keeps it. He's got the first down. First and 10 for Napoleon. And down to the 37-yard line.
Are you sure? Sure it wasn't the 47?
It was one bad one, Jason.
MHSAA.com.
And I'll tell you right now, I could be wrong.
You know what? They've called a good game so far. I'll give it to them.
They give to the fullback. That was a nice play call. He runs into, I think he actually kind of got into the back of one of his blockers. Now, he was right up to the 40 out. Give him that every inch of the 40-yard line for forward progress before he got taken back a little bit. And that's where they have it marked, too. Now I'm going to have to start watching more closely. Stop relying on these officials.
Get some video replay up here or something.
Second down, 6 to go from their own 40-yard line. Gives to Hunt. Some guys in the backfield.
Yeah.
He dodges them in second level.
No.
And
wow.
Oh, that might have saved a touchdown. A big tackle on the play. Carson Canning. If Hunt gets past him,
yeah,
he's in
gone.
The open field. There are two guys who maybe had a shot at him, but I think he takes that one to the house. Big play there by Canning. However, big gain by Hunt, and they're into Grass-like territory. Slow to get started on this drive, but they're starting to find some momentum now. 9:40 to go, third quarter, 26-0. Grass-like leads. Napoleon looking to cut into it. Hunt takes the give again.
Another room.
There's another
wow.
9 yards, 10 yards. First down again, Aslan Hunt. Moving the football.
Another big play there. Scott Crutchfield bringing him down to keep that big play from turning bigger. As really, he was about one of the only ones who was going to get him. And quickly back to the line of scrimmage goes Napoleon. Back in that I formation.
First and 10. McCrum under center. Hunts the deep back, takes the pitch to the left side, stretch it out, but he's going to get to the edge. Looks to turn it up. He gets to about the 35. And taken out of bounds. They'll give him the 34.
James Helton with the stop, the senior defensive back. It's
something
second down.
Play action, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Out. Like to get McCrum on the move out of the pocket.
Get him some space. Give him some time. Let something happen in space for Weatherspoon or on the other side, Colin Bradley.
Second and about six. They give to the fullback instead. And he's going to battle, trying to get to that 30-yard line. I think he's going to get to maybe the 31, which is still going to leave him with about 4 yards to get to the, to move the sticks.
And that is Cale Fairbanks with the carry for Napoleon.
And that spot, not as generous as I would have given. So let's say solidly third down and 5 yards.
Ethan Weatherspoon didn't even bother going into the huddle, so I'm guessing the ball's not coming his way.
Or maybe it's that's the trick. They give to Hunt. And nice move.
Big
backfield
run.
Gets to the outside. He's down
horse
inside
collar.
The 20, and the horse collar tackle is going to move him up even further. Couple of flags coming in on the play. They'll spot it down at about the 20-yard line. And I thought he was beyond that, but we'll see what the penalty flag's going to be for.
Looked like a horse collar. Hunter Preston just grabbed the back of the shoulder pad rack there and just brought him on down right around the neck area.
Really talking it over here.
And it looked like another flag came in on the backside of the play as well. I don't know if it was for the same reason or if there was another penalty there. We'll take a look and see.
There's
the horse
collar. Goes against Grass Lake. That'll move it for Napoleon. That's the only call.
That is. There you go.
I like that the signal for horse collar is the same signal for, like, it's hot in here.
Yeah.
Oh, a little toasty. Shh.
8 minutes to go, third quarter, 26-0, Grass Lake leads. This is the best scoring chance Napoleon's had. First and 10 inside the 10. Goal is the goal.
I feel like there's a deodorant commercial in there somewhere.
First and goal, Pirates. Pitch out to Hunt, going right side. Looks to turn it upfield. He's into the 5, trying to pick his way through. Not a lot of room, but he did move it a little more. Second down, goal to goal from the 5. And Hunt's got to be knocking on the door of that 1,000-yard mark for the season.
Yeah, he's got to be getting very close now. He needed 88 coming in.
There's a give to Hunt again.
He's got room.
In the end zone, touchdown, Napoleon! 5-yard run by Aslan Hunt. They rode him all the way down the field, and Napoleon's on the board. 26-6, they trail. Extra point coming up.
That is touchdown number 10 on the season for Aslan Hunt. Big year for him.
Long, sustained drive here by the Pirates. 7:17 to go in the third quarter. Hold is down, kick is up. That's more than good.
Almost put it off the scoreboard.
It would have been good from 30 yards deeper. Napoleon's on the board. 26-7 our score. Grass Lake will get the football when we come back. 30-second break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Football Frenzy on K105.3. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues. That's MinutemanSewer.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
See Boyle, Jason Smith, the Pirates come out of the locker room. Adjustments worked out. They were able to take it and march down the field. 7 points now on the board for Napoleon. They need to do that about 3 more times, Jason.
Yes.
And in between, they got to get some stops. This is going to be a vital possession here to keep that momentum going.
You'd love to get a quick turnover here.
three and out would do the job as well. Teed up, and they do go onside kick. It pops up just at the right time, but a nice job on the right side by Grass Lake to pull that one in. Nice. James Helton on the catch. Hands team.
Hands team.
I don't know. They had the hands kids out there. I think that was just
a
regular
one. Yeah.
It didn't. Napoleon gave no indication that they might onside kick it.
Yeah, and Helton is a defensive back for the Warriors. Obviously, I almost said on the defensive side of the football, though. So he's going to have at least halfway decent hands.
One of the few defensive backs on an offense.
Yes. Charles Woodson, the defensive back on offense.
That's a great name drop. One of my all-time favorite players.
Chuck Woodson?
Yeah.
He's a beast.
Get to the quarterback! So you get three wide, two backs for Hickey to work with. And he'll hand it off. And Holden picking up where he left off. He's going to get about 7 to 8 yards, depending on where the spot goes, deep into Napoleon territory. Not deep, 41-yard line. Second down and about 2.5.
Got an out-of-town scoreboard update here. Western leads Coldwater 21-7 at the half. Jackson High up 43-7 in their tilt against Tecumseh.
Hickey takes the snap, gives to Holden again. He runs into the line, bounces off, still on his feet.
Wow.
So what looked like it could have been a couple-yard loss, he's able to get the Warriors from the 37-yard line.
So East Jackson has struggled to score points in the last, 3 or 4 weeks. Vandercook, Lake, and EJ at halftime. Vandercook leads 12-0. Big stop there. Ethan Weatherspoon needed a win, and that tackle might be the start of something good. He's struggled quite a bit in this game.
So strong, and you could see it right there.
Oh, yeah. Columbia Central leads Dundee 17-7 at the half. The Connor McGregor weigh-in has begun, finally.
Out of the shotgun, handoff is to Holden. He's going to be close to the first down marker again. Looking to move those chains. I think he'll be shy by about a yard and a half. Be third down.
So now we're starting to get all the halftime scores pouring in after we've already started. Marshall, historic Marshall, leads Northwest 24-7. Union City up on Concord 20-0. Springport leads Quincy 30-0 at the half. And then, of course, Michigan Center still 40-0 over Hanover.
Hickey in the shotgun gives a Kwiatek into the line. He's got the first down inside of the 25. About the 24 before he stopped. First and 10, fresh set of downs for Grass Lake. So again, we mentioned Napoleon needs a stop here. Grass Lake has been able to move the chains, move the football steadily. Got your Napoleon Pirate down there on the track. See that guy?
Oh yeah, he's been around forever. I think he was one of the wrestling coaches when I was in high school.
Yeah. How'd they let him get in here with that sword?
That's an excellent question.
Out of the shotgun, give to Kwiatek out to the left side. Turns it up at the sideline. Staying on his feet.
Wow.
And he's going to get to about the 13-yard line. If he didn't step out, that's going to be good for another Grass Lake first down.
We got a Grass Lake player down here.
That looks like a pirate.
It might be a pirate. Yeah. There it is. Yep.
Gets to his posterior from laying on his stomach to a sitting position, and now he's got a teammate looking to help him up. He said, nah, I'm going to sit here for a minute. Trainers have come out there. First and 10 is the call for Grass Lake, and they got it spotted. It looks like the 14-yard line. With 4:51 to go here in the third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We open drains, others can't. And you know the problem with the way Napoleon's offense worked, they needed four. They're down by four scores.
Mm-hmm.
That was such a great clock burning drive.
Yeah,
that they may run out of time before they ever have a chance to score enough points.
Yeah, that's why I was hoping for a quick turnover here. If you're the Napoleon Pirates,
they need a big play here on the defense. Grass Lake continues to move the football. Hickey takes the snap. They'll hand it off again.
Got him.
And he'll drive it into about the 10-yard line. On the carry is
Cameron Darrow.
Clarence Darrow, the lawyer in the famed Scopes monkey trial.
Yes, you are correct. That that collegiate education paying off for you.
The name drop no one else got. Handing off to Holden for Grass Lake, and Hilbert stopped up at the 10. And there's the kind of defensive play Napoleon need. Now you set up into a third and about 7 yards for Grass Lake. This is where you can get them going to the air. Maybe Napoleon can create a turnover. You get a big sack. This is a chance, an opportunity for a big play from the Pirates with 4:03 to go third quarter.
Crucial. You got to keep them pinned back here as much as you can because their kicker, Brent Sherwood, has an excellent leg.
Three wide outs. Two running backs for Hickey out of the shotgun. He's back to throw, looking left. Now he looks right. In the middle.
Picked off!
On the run, it's the fullback to Coyne. He lost his footing there at the 15, but a big stop. Huge play for the Pirates. First and 10 from the 17-yard line.
And that is senior Braden Bunny with the interception.
Way to go, almost feels like... like a little prognostication for yours truly, looking for a big defensive play on that third down.
I was half right. I said they needed a turnover, a quick turnover. They got a turnover, but it wasn't quick. But much needed. Also, Western with another score. They're up 28-7 now.
So they'll spot that on the 18. That's where Napoleon takes over. Aslan Hunt's in the game, and now we'll get timeout from the Grass Lake sideline. 3:35 to go third quarter. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll be right back on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Tan like you live on the coast with Coastal Tanning. Get some color and feel happier and healthier with three levels of UV tanning or non-UV airbrush spray tanning. Coastal Tanning also carries lotions for all budgets and great rates on their tanning all year long. Coastal Tanning would like to wish the best of luck to the Napoleon Pirates this year. Coastal Tanning, 6780 Brooklyn Road in Napoleon. Give them a call at 536-0077.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Grass Lake Warriors break there. They trail 26-7, but all Pirates here in the second half. They'll look to add to their scoring. Third quarter here for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Stay tuned following the game. We'll pick our Subway player of the game. Yesterday, Bob Subways, they provide box lunches to local sports teams. Got a hungry team to feed, get in touch with them.
Or if you're just really hungry on your own,
you want a whole team's worth of box lunches. Great defense on the handoff on first down. The Warriors all over Aslan Hunt. So he had been kind of having his way with their defense on the last drive. They must have adjusted something in between then and now, because that was a big defensive stop. They did give him some forward progress. Second down about 9. McCrum back to pass. Downfield. He's got double teamed. Is Colin Bradley out there, and he still almost made the play just beyond his outstretched hand. 3:03 to go, 26-7. It's third down and long now for the Pirates.
If McCrum takes another maybe half second and gets that ball out just a little bit farther, I think Bradley could have been behind the defense enough to reel that in.
He's got that homecoming king mojo going right now.
Yeah, he does. Got that extra homecoming king gear in his arsenal now.
He might have the crown on under that helmet. We can't tell.
I would. Never take it off.
Mr. Sawyer makes you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Back to pass McCrum again, third and long. Got pressure, hit as he throws, and knocked down. Bradley, the intended target on that one again, and that'll bring up a fourth down and 9.
Scott Crutchfield breaking that pass up.
And every time we do a homecoming game, Jason, I have to mention I was homecoming king back in high school.
I remember.
I tried to take the crown home. Mr. Sawyer stopped me. Dave Sawyer, who recently passed away, but he's a great guy as an administrator.
Yeah.
Michigan Center. He was the villain as the principal a lot.
No.
But I think ultimately everybody liked him. Everybody liked him.
I remember
before it was all said and done.
My fondest story of Dave Sawyer. I'm downstairs in the basement in history class. And in Mr. Anderson's room, and he walks in, and Robert Wuthrich goes, "What's up, Big Dave?"
And
about
50.
Lost it.
And so we get Winston Higgins back to return the punt. He bobbles it around. He caught it about the 50, but in trying to secure it, he walked all the way back to about the 45, and then on the run, he gets it to about the 49, just into Napoleon territory. Yeah.
Never
Mr.
forget
Sawyer
that.
Didn't like being called Big Dave.
No.
In front of a classroom.
His face turned about as red as the school colors. And I don't even think Rob Wuthrich said it. I think he just stood up and walked to the office. Like, Dave didn't have to say anything. He just went. He knew. He knew he was meat. But he was always cool. If you got into a little bit of trouble, he would just kind of shrug it off and say, you know what? Don't be stupid. Go back to class.
Yeah, he... It's pretty cool.
Stern but fair.
That's a fair analysis. So there's your snap to Hickey. Gives to the running back. Looks like it was Holden. And he won't go down. But they will stop the forward progress. And ultimately he does tumble after he gets about a yard. Second down for the Warriors. 2:29 ticking away here on our third quarter clock. Time getting short for the Pirates here.
Yep. Oh, man. RPA announcer is probably the best one we've had all year. He's great. He's reading websites that he has no idea what they are, and he'll just be like,
Second down and nine. Out of the shotgun, Hickey takes the snap, gives to Holden. And he'll slip up at about the 45, and that's going to bring up a third and about six for the Warriors. So another pretty good defensive set here by Napoleon. We'll see if they can finish it off here on third down. Last third down play, Hickey threw an interception with a minute 40 to go here in the third. No rush here by the Warriors. Time-wise, Hickey out of the shotgun. He's got four wideouts, back to pass. They give him time.
Still got time.
Now he'll get flushed from the pocket on the run. He's going to pull it down.
Probably
they'll hit him.
Enough.
And it looked like he might get to the marker, and then another defender came up and stuck him. Out of bounds, just around the 40. I think it's going to be short, but this is going to be a spot where Grass Lake's going to feel like we can go for it on fourth down in inches.
Yeah, you might as well. I mean, you're up 26-7. You got a 19-point lead. It's getting late in the third. Why not? Give it a shot. And Hickey is going to stay
on the 40-yard line, fourth down in about 1.5.
Now, we've seen this quite a bit this year where they'll bring the offense out, try and hard count them, and then they'll call timeout and punt. So we'll see. Yep, they got him.
And they draw him off. All the flags come out on the field.
All right, now I get my prognosticator trophy.
Tremendous scouting.
Now the Grass Lake student section getting loud.
A couple of Nostradamuses.
Nostradamai? This is why Gio and Tom win
awards.
That's
why we're
always and we don't.
First and 10, 35-yard line, snaps to Hickey. Piatek caught up.
And still on,
still
his,
on
feet.
His feet. How is he still running?
Wow.
Every Pirate had a shot at him. They didn't get him. Four guys.
Yeah.
Just kept running, and all of a sudden he was by himself again. Here comes another three, and then finally, whoever was left on the field got him down.
Yeah,
they'll move him back 4 yards. That's a big loss.
That is a huge loss, and he made the Pirates earn that loss. And that'll end the third quarter.
26-7, Pirates trail by 19. They'll have a shot to get the football back when we return. 30-second break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
12 minutes on the clock, ready for our final period of action. 26-7, Grasslake in the lead. They have the football, but they've got a second down and about 14 to go.
So quick score update out of town before we get the fourth quarter going here. Jackson High allowed another touchdown by Tecumseh to make it 43-14, but then Jackson High jumps right back into the score. 50-14 now, Jackson High leads.
Now I had about 14 yards to go, right?
Yeah.
Second down and 9.
Okay.
When they moved the football
to the other side
of the field.
That's incorrect.
There's the snap, play action, back to pass. Hickey got a man with a step. Overthrown Crutchfield on the run out.
Yeah, it's supposed to be second and 14. I'm not sure why they ran that play. Yeah, that's not correct. The scoreboard still says 14 to go. And they're lining them up with 9 to go.
And we're next to the Pirates coaches. I don't know if they noticed. That's brutal.
Yeah.
Third down and 9.
I guess. MHSAA.com.
Man, wing goes in motion. Hickey back to pass. He'll get some pressure. Oh, Blitz. They set up a screen. And Holt's going to get the first down. Staying on his feet into Grasslake territory down to about the 21. Really great play call right there by Randy Cole's Grasslake Warrior coaching staff.
Yeah, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 14, 3rd and 20, didn't matter. They picked up plenty of yardage.
That play, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just a tremendous play call, great timing. You could see four Pirates blitzing and excited to be unimpeded to the quarterback just in time to realize that they were being set up. The screen pass goes behind them to Holden with a head of steam. 11 and a half to go. Hickey gives to Holden again.
Going nowhere.
He's going to go nowhere, yeah.
Oh, maybe he's going to go somewhere.
Away.
I don't know how he popped
about
that.
22. Or excuse me, wow. That's going to go the other way. 18.
I don't know how he managed that. He had 8 guys in that pile, 8 Pirates, trying to bring him down, and somehow he managed to just pop out the other side.
Quietek now in the backfield. It's funny to watch Grasslake get the play because they all just kind of stand there and stare over at the sideline. Out of the shotgun, Hickey pitches out to Quietek. He'll try to get to the edge. He gets there. Turns it up, and he'll get pushed out about the 11-yard line. 10-38.
Yeah, Tyler Eason with the push out of bounds there.
Tyler Eason, 26-7 our score. Grasslake looking to stretch it back out. And this has been a long drive for them, really, Jason.
Yeah, it's been a nice clock-chewing drive. They've not really been in any hurry to get the ball off here. And what are they looking for here? Oh, they're moving the sticks. Okay. And first and 10. They theoretically can get a first down and still not score. They'd have to get it to the 1.
Shotgun 3 wide to the right for Hickey. One receiver in motion. They give up to Quietek to the right side, and he'll slip up behind the 10. Lost about a yard. Keep running Quietek to the outside, and on that one, he just kind of lost his footing a little bit. I mean, he did have a defender there to tackle him, but as he tries to break the tackle, his feet come out from under him, and he slides down.
And that was Adam Garcia bringing him down, taking his feet out from under him.
Holding onto the field now as the running back. Four wide receivers for Hickey. Two to the right, two to the left. Second down, about 10. He'll give to Holden.
Wow.
Holden in the line, breaks a couple tackles, down to the five. Inside there to about the three. Holden looked like for a moment he might score.
Yeah, he hit the hole hard. Busted through. Now, Steve, when you were homecoming king, did they let you walk around the game with the crown and the robe and everything?
Gosh, I can't remember.
She had you.
Give to Holden. He's hit hard at the line, but still on his feet, trying to get to the end zone. Grass Lake player signaling that he got in. Nothing from the officials yet. And I think they're going to leave him short.
Yeah, right at the goal line.
He had his back to the goal line in the football. He couldn't stretch it out over the goal line, so he comes up short in that way.
Yep.
For a second, I saw that girl with a blanket, and I thought she was the queen, because she also has on, like, a do-rag that looked kind of like a crown. And then I realized that I don't know what that blanket is, like a pony or something, but I figured that wasn't the official robe for the queen.
I hope not.
And first and goal.
I think Hickey lost the football on the exchange. And
Napoleon's got football. It. Big stop. Now, Jason, remember we said theoretically they could get a first down without scoring. They did that. So that was first down. But on the play, Napoleon makes another big stop. That's the second time Grass Lake has turned it over inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, but we've got Laundrie on the field. I don't know if maybe he meant to throw. Yep, they're going to wave it off. Yeah, they meant to throw the ball marker flag
instead.
When there's
a fumble, yep.
So there you go. First and 10 for Napoleon from the goal line. 8:50 to play here in the game. They're down 19.
In order to score here, they need to go 99. 8:50 to go here, fourth quarter. For Airflow Heating and Cooling, thanks to Airflow.
Yeah.
Providing first-class heating and cooling services since 1952. First down, they look to just get a little breathing room right up the middle, and they'll get a little bit of space out to about the 4-yard line.
And that was a keeper by Garrett Wiley taking the football there. Jackson High scores yet again. They're up 57-14. Western takes a 35-8 lead in their game.
Great year for Western. Their only loss against number one in the state, Lumen Christi team. McCrum under center, Hunt the deep back, and he'll take the give, and they almost get him at the goal line. Grass Lake was really hunting for a safety there, though. Hunt able to get out, but not by much.
Check that 35-13 Western leads.
I just got a little bum, Jason, thinking about that walk back to the car.
Oh, why'd you have to bring that up, man? Killjoy. Maybe we can get one of those golf carts.
They have those golf carts. Maybe, just maybe, we can talk. Well, one of the queen candidates was driving. Maybe she'll give us a ride.
Yeah, we can tell her we mentioned her name on the air.
What was her name?
We wrote it down.
Back to pass. McCrum in his own end zone. He throws it. Double coverage on the sideline. Intended receiver on the play is Ethan Weatherspoon. That was kind of a jump ball.
Yeah.
And he's had just about two guys on him everywhere he's gone. Incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down. The football on about the 4-yard line.
Also got a score. End of the third from Spring Arbor Road. Lumen Christi leads Harper Creek 34-0. So I guess they're not missing too much.
They'll be fine without those eight guys at least for a week. And it looks like Napoleon's going for it on fourth down. Unimpeded to the quarterback. McCrum throwing on the run. Jump ball. Tipped away. Great defensive play. And the Warriors get the stop, and they'll have the football breathing down Napoleon there at the goal line. 7:15 to go.
Looks like Steven Grischko knocked it down there.
He's been making a lot of plays back there in the defensive backfield.
He really has. Also, way out of town, Chelsea leading Adrian 35-0. Vandercook still leading East Jackson 12-0 at the end of three.
Grasslake brings the offense back onto the field. They've turned it over twice this half. Score nothing on the board for Grasslake here in the second half. Handoff goes to Holden. Cutting to the outside. Spins back to the middle. He's going to be close to the goal line. But stopped short.
That stop by senior defensive lineman Cameron Allen.
Under 7 minutes to go here in our fourth quarter for Airflow Heating and Cooling. 26-7 Grasslake lead. They look to the sideline for the play. They've got a second and goal from about the 2 yard line. Oh, it's inside of the two. We're on the one. Shotgun for Hickey, hands off to Holden, who will take it in the end zone. Touchdown, Grasslake. Napoleon took a chance on fourth down, knowing they were running out of time. Kind of a feeling of now or never. They turn it over on downs. Grasslake has four tries from inside the five. They only need two. Touchdown, 32-7. They lead. Comfortably in the lead here, and comfortably in the driver's seat for the Cascades Conference Championship after this one. There's the hold, and the kick goes right into the back of the line. So another missed break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Football Frenzy on K105.3. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues. That's MinutemanSewer.com.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, final 6:25 of this one. Barring a miraculous series of events, Grasslake will remain unbeaten on the season. In the driver's seat for the Cascades Conference, they are in action next Friday at home against East Jackson, so they'll be heavy favorites in that one. Everything looking good right now for Grasslake and Springport too, which is kind of lining up as that crossover championship game for next a week from next Friday, 2 weeks. We'll have two games in the same week, not quite a doubleheader, but Thursday and Friday. In a couple weeks, we'll do a crossover game and a crossover championship game Thursday and Friday night, so make sure you keep that Football Frenzy schedule up. Householder's got some room to run on the kickoff, trying to go all the way across the field. Chased down, and he'll go down at the 30. Football comes loose. They're going to whistle him down.
Yes, and a good call there. Good return by Householder, too.
The ground can't cause the fumble, as they say.
Columbia Central leads Dundee 24-20 at the end of three.
My neighbor's going to be excited. Coach Kubiak will wish him good luck. Columbia Central with a nice year. Of course, I'm sure Cole Partridge adding to his already school record yardage total. They go a Wildcat.
Weathers throw. He's got a man.
Bradley's open. He'll catch it. So there's the kind of creative play calling you'd hope to see from Napoleon maybe a little earlier in the half.
Yeah.
Weatherspoon out of the Wildcat. Like you said, Jason, everybody expects him to run when he's back there, so there's no real trickery. In this case, he does open up and throw, and Colin Bradley wide open. If he catches him in stride, that's a score, but he has to turn around and catch it. But still big play. The Pirates start over first and 10 from the 41.
Yeah, they needed that about a quarter ago.
6:09 left here, 32-7. McCrum gives to the fullback up to the left side, and now opening up the offense. That's another decent gain to about the 35. On first down, second down, about three.
Yeah,
7 yards on the first down carry.
Faked the pitch to Aslan Hunt, gave the ball to Bunny, and he really only had one man to beat on that left side.
Second down. They'll make it about 4 yards. Shotgun for McCrum.
Option.
Now he pitches out option to Hunt. Hunt's got ahead of steam. He's into 30. First down. Napoleon really just going with every.
They have opened up the floodgates.
It's like the coach grabbed the playbook and said, hey, we haven't run this yet.
Yep. Why not?
Why not? Leave it all on the field.
That's right.
5:22 to go. 32-7 our score. Napoleon. The deep hole here. Back to pass now. McCrum on first and 10. A lot of time back there. Nobody open. Now he throws on the run. Tries to get to the sideline. And Bradley, the intended receiver. And Bradley close to that. They've got that long jump. The long jump runway there.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of went down onto that. That's got to be an unforgiving surface when you're... when you're trying to go down.
Oh, yeah, it's that ground rubber material that's hardened and it's cold out. And oh, man, that can't feel good.
That's got to be the worst when you're running, like, sprinting and you fall down to the track. At full speed.
Ugh. No thanks. That's why I didn't run. Still don't.
That's why. Shotgun for McCrum. I thought it was because we're lazy.
Yeah, that too.
And had an open man, Bunny, in the flat, overthrew him. So that'll bring up third down and 10 for Napoleon now. 5:03 left. 32-7. They trail.
I can do stationary movement, like, you know, on a treadmill at the Y.
Oh, all right.
I got my Y membership. See, I got my card on the keychain
here. Welcome to the club, buddy.
Yeah.
I went to the Y twice this week.
I need to start bringing, because I come in later as an afternoon guy. I should start going to the Y early in the morning. You know, hang out with Rick Wilson downtown. And
I had to start bringing clothes with me and going right after work. I had to change it up. Played a little hoop yesterday.
There you go.
Nice screen here set up by Napoleon. Hunt's going to get out in the open field. Shrugs off a couple of big hits.
Yeah.
He's not going to get the first down, but it'll be fourth and about two.
And if you're Napoleon, I think maybe you have a play in mind. Maybe try to hard count.
4:54 left. Shotgun for McCrum. Fakes a pitch. Now they run an option out to Hunt. They're going to get him. Nice individual defensive play. Helmet comes off. And Cameron Darrow makes the tackle.
And that is, Darrow. Lost his helmet, too.
Turnover on downs. Be grass like football.
And now I'm not sure how it works when you've got a turnover on downs if they have to come off for a play still, if they play both ways. I'm not sure how that works exactly, but we're going to get a timeout either way.
Yeah, I think they'll do it anyway. He's going to the sideline. Yeah. Timeout on the field. We'll keep it here. Stay tuned following the game. Following the fourth quarter here for Airflow Heating and Cooling, we get the post game. Our player of the game for Subway. I'm trying to think of the last Subway sandwich I had. recently. I always get the flatbread, steak and cheese. That's my go-to nowadays.
I like the steak and cheese. I've been told the sunflower crunch bread is amazing. I haven't had it yet, but
I'm
told it's good.
I feel like that doesn't go with any of the sandwiches that I get. Like I get the meatball marinara.
Yep. I go meatball. I go chicken teriyaki with the Southwest sauce instead of the onion sauce. Oh, man. If you like a nice little kick with your chicken, whew, that's good stuff. Now I'm hungry.
Now the Warriors hustle out onto the field. Yeah, maybe a Subway on the way home.
Yeah.
But if you got a hungry team to feed, they do box lunch programs for area sports teams, too. So that's always a cool thing.
Or if you're like us and you have a hungry teen to feed.
Teen?
Yes. Subway's the place to be, man. And we'll get a Grass Lake timeout. So it looks like the last timeout might have been an official timeout. Now we're going to get one for the Warriors.
We'll just keep it here. We're ready to get this last 450 underway.
I think they're having a conversation about the helmet rule. Because Darryl was pleading his case, and he said, I didn't lose my helmet. Somebody pulled it off of me. Mm-hmm. And also the turnover on downs, and I think the officials were saying it doesn't matter. You got to come off the field for at least one play. And now it looks like the coaching staff is going to get in on that conversation as well.
You know what I say? Big deal. Let him sit out for a play. It's 32-7. Yeah. Under 5 minutes to go.
You don't need him.
Figure that one out later.
Yeah.
Send an email to John Johnson over at MHSAA. He'll get back to you real quick.
Exactly.
He's good at that. He does it. He gets back to me really quick every time.
Oh, man. We are always, as the PSA director now, it's like we're always looking for PSAs, and we get excited when they come in. And he literally sent us a flash drive with, like, 9 different PSAs on it. I'm like, I got enough to last me through the end of the school year from the MHSA. This
is
great. I like
those high school sports ones, too.
Oh, they're great. The stay-in-your-lane one is my favorite.
So there's a handoff to Holden.
Wow.
And he's through the line into the second level. Still on his feet at midfield. 45, 40, 35. Finally forced out of bounds. So I guess all the extra time was to let Holden get a breather so that he could come out here and barrel down the field for a huge gain, and they'll mark him out at the 35.
Cameron Darryl was on the field for that play, too, so there you go. There's the answer to our question, I guess.
I suppose.
Either 50 timeouts is what it takes to get you back on the field, or... But a good run there. He shot out of that hole like a cannon.
Thanks again to XL Staffing for providing prizes for our tailgate party every week. XL Staffing, if you're looking for work.
Good
they
people
can
over there.
Hook you up. Shotgun here for Hickey. Hands off. This time, a new face carrying the ball. Shane Holcomb for Grass Lake, and he's pulled down for about, he gets about a yard.
Got a final coming in. Jackson High, still unbeaten. Taking down Tecumseh 57-14.
Wow. Exire Edwards has been impressive this year, and I'm only assuming that that's part of his doing, but they've got a lot of weapons on that Jackson High offense, and they tackle.
Yes.
They're quick to the football, and they hit. Like, they tackle.
Dakota Robertson, Micah Kretzinger, those are some very talented young men.
Shotgun here again for Hickey. Looks to give off to Holcomb. He's hit for a loss. They'll pull him down at the 40. He lost about 4 yards on that one.
Blitz came in quick there. And that was Carter Wiley, or Garrett Wiley, excuse me, bringing him down.
3:38 to go. 32-7, Grass Lake leads. Football on the 39-yard line in Napoleon territory. Grass Lake looking to the sideline for the play call. And there's the snap. Pitch out to Holcomb. Now you see why he's been carrying the football. Gets ahead of Steve going 31-yard line before he's brought down. So bring up fourth down and still about 5 yards. Grass Lake coaching staff having a great year. I want to shout out to Tony Horner Jr. over there.
Yeah.
My He's my Little League Baseball coach.
Really?
Majors. Oh. Was it the majors? These for the House of Taco.
Oh, that was Koufax. No, that is majors.
It was,
yep,
you're right before the Koufax
League. House of Taco as a sponsor.
That's possible. We felt like we were the Bad News Bears. Like, I wasn't even on the team initially. I just had this friend who was going over to the game, and he was like, "You want to go?" And I was like, "Okay." Next thing you know, I got a uniform and I'm playing. It's fun.
You know, that was such a fun league to play in.
Does city window cleaning still exist?
I don't know. I don't even think UCT still exists. I couldn't even tell you what it stands for.
Those were good times back then.
Oh, man. Played for Allied in the Koufax League. And remember Clark Gas Station? They sponsored a team back in the day. That's a Padre and Pee-wees.
Let's go play over there on 7th Street, right?
Yeah.
The Koufax stuff played.
Yeah, we were the first team to play under the lights after they redid them.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
There's your pitch from Hickey to Holcomb. And now he's going to get to the first down marker. Looking to the outside. Turns it upfield. He gets the first down, moves the chains, going to get to the inside the 20. Almost down to about the 15. A flag comes in with maybe a late hit out of bounds at the end of the play.
Yeah, it could be. You can see Holcomb trying to go out of his way to not go out of bounds.
Just wanted to keep the clock going. 2:48 remains, 32-7.
I think at that point you just take the first down, and that's a face mask against Napoleon. Once he had the first down marker, I mean, don't keep pushing it farther outside. Just go down.
So they'll walk off a penalty. Reminder, Saturday morning, 8 to 10, WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Sports Saturday with Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford, John Manzer.
Good crew.
They'll give you all the scores from everywhere, including the Major League Baseball. Four games.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball tonight.
Yeah.
It sounded like the Astros got the job done. Justin Verlander getting the win over the Indians.
You know, I'm so glad that he got a ring.
Yeah, my favorite Tiger of all time. Without a question, Justin Verlander. It's one of my just so fun to watch, especially those years when he was just tearing
dominant
through the league.
Yeah.
And even late in the league late in his career with the Tigers, when some of the numbers were down, he was still clearly an ace pitcher in the league.
Oh yeah. I got some news from Tom Ratchford. After the final, Jackson beating Tecumseh 57-14, they have clinched at least a share of the SEC White, their first league championship since 1942. So congratulations to the Vikings.
That's great. 2:04 to go. We got time on the field. We'll keep it here in the broadcast and continue to talk about, I don't know, Major League Baseball, hockey, whatever. We got University of Michigan football tomorrow on WKHM at noon for the kickoff, and then on ESPN 101.9 FM, Spartans, University of Michigan with Maryland, and the Spartans host Northwestern. A couple good ones in Big Ten football. Lions have Green Bay at Ford Field on Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff, ESPN 101.9 FM. It's a busy time for sports. You're getting the NBA season, the NHL season ramped up. We're starting to get to the important parts of the high school football season with the playoff scene sorting out. After a timeout, the handoff goes to Holcomb. Carries down to about the 7-yard line. And now we get another timeout from the Pirates with 1:57 left.
Got the weigh-in results for Conor McGregor and Khabib. McGregor weighing in at 154.5, and Khabib 155 on the dot for the UFC lightweight championship.
Khabib Nurmagomedov.
I'm glad you can do it because I can't.
I usually don't get it on the first try either. I usually have to do it once and mess up and then go, no, that's not it.
hockey names I can nail, but UFC guys, them the big Eastern European guys, I just can't do it.
I want to say he's Russian.
So I guess that would be Eurasia then?
There you go.
Yeah, Eurasian.
But that's as good a fight as there's going to be in UFC.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch it, but I feel like I really need to see it.
Well, and you and I were talking before we came on the air. I selfishly hope that Khabib wins because I want Conor McGregor to go to the WWE. But I also kind of want to see Conor McGregor win because I love it that he's so obnoxiously cocky and confident.
Right.
I love it.
Should be a good one. There's a give snap to Hickey. Holcomb steps up into the line and then turns it back outside. Holcomb has looked pretty spry is the way I'd describe it. Doesn't seem to have the power running that you get from Holden, but he looks quick and quick cuts. He's going to get inside the 5. They'll put it at the 4. Fourth down and about 2. So there's room for a first down here for Grass Lake.
Yeah, and the question becomes, I mean, do you focus on just getting the first down, victory formation, call it a night, or do you punch it in one more time?
I think they're just going to run it and see what happens. Would be my guess. Clock's running right now at 1:14.
Blitz
there's
coming.
The snap. Gives to Holcomb. He takes it into the line. The chains, though, Jason.
It looks to be very, very close. No official signal yet. Yep, first down.
First and 10, fresh set of downs with a minute 2 on our game clock. 32-7, again, our score. Grass Lake will win. I guess it's going to be a question of what the final will be. And I think they might just try to knee it the rest of the way, Jason.
Yep, victory formation here. No point in rubbing it in at this point. You got 45 seconds left.
Should just take one knee and get into the locker room. And there it is. 35 seconds will tick away. Grass Lake will stay unbeaten on this regular season. And likely your Cascades Conference champion this year. Awaiting the champion from the Big 8. A couple weeks off. Of course, they don't want to overlook any Jackson team that they got next week, but that's going to be a game where they'll be heavy favorites.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But you want to stay sharp. You don't want to take them for granted, get
sure.
a little sloppy, mess something up.
It's
you
a tune-up
sharp.
Game.
Yeah. That's a great way to look at it.
As we say in the college ranks.
Napoleon falls to 5-2 on the year, 5-1 in the Cascades Conference. They're active next week. That's going to be the second place game now. Michigan Center versus Napoleon here at Napoleon. Again, a week from tonight. That's going to be a good one to watch. I think Michigan Center is going to be a favorite in that, but I look for that to be a pretty good game as the Grass Lake fans rush the field. Recognizing that their team maybe just won the Cascades Conference. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the postgame. We'll come back and get your Subway Player of the Game, set things up for next week. Grass Lake Warriors 32, Napoleon Pirates 7 on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the Join Fee Special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations. Free childcare while you work out downtown. Free featured group exercise classes. Access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract. So give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
And the award for first in quality goes to Jim's Auto Body and Service. A one-stop shop for everything automotive. Whether it's body repair for your deer accident or a complete engine swap, they have you covered. Jim's Auto Body and Service can mix the perfect color match with their computerized paint mixing system. If it's an insurance claim or out-of-pocket, all work is guaranteed. Jim's Auto Body and Service in Napoleon and online at jimsautobodyandservice.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Dorr, Superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
Football Frenzy's on tonight. You in?
I don't know if I have room for everybody.
Not to worry. My new man cave from Baker Builders is legit. They transformed my basement into paradise.
Baker Builders? You know, they did our new kitchen. My wife absolutely loves it. The work they did just brought new life into our house. Counters, cabinets, the works.
You should see our basement. I can't believe how they maximized our square footage.
I'm totally in.
Great. Use that new kitchen to bring the food.
Baker Builders. Experts in remodeling, finished basements, man caves, kitchens, and baths. Trust. Respected, sought after. To schedule your remodel, visit bakerbuilders.net.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
See, Boyle, Jason Smith, way too much fun here in the broadcast booth at Napoleon High School, where the Pirates fall to the Grass Lake Warriors. 32-7, Grass Lake now unbeaten. Conference champions.
Yeah.
In Cascade, they do still have to handle business against East Jackson because they could end up with in an awkward tie. But they hold the tiebreaker over
yes,
both the
do.
Other teams with the head-to-head victory.
And these kids would not get lost in the fog because that neon is bright.
Neon for the Grass Lake students now out on the football field here at homecoming night for the Pirates, but it's been all Grass Lake here in the celebration. Our Jackson area Subway restaurant player of the game. We're going to give that award to Trenton Holden, who had 3 touchdowns, you said, Jason?
He did, yeah. The sophomore had rushing touchdowns of 9, 4, and 1 yard. But, I mean, that doesn't really tell the story of the day that he had. He had a monster day with, you know, just running up and down the field all over the Napoleon defense. Really, all of the tailback options that Grass Lake had really just did a number on that Napoleon defense.
You mentioned sophomore class. He's just going to get stronger.
Yeah.
As he goes on. And his strength and kind of power running was his best feature. Though what we did see a couple times, too, is where he would start to turn a run one way, see that there was no space, and would start back the other direction pretty quickly. A lot of times utilizing a spin move, but...
good backup vision.
And has that great running back feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked on plays where it looks like he might get hit for a loss.
Yeah,
he still turns it into a yard gain or 2 yards by having to tackle for a loss. Good job by Trenton Holden tonight to lead this Warrior team. I want to say a shout out to Stephen Grisco. Defensively, had a great night, especially against the passing game. Really rendered that ineffective for the Pirates. And he did a great job just shutting that aspect. One aspect, when you're Napoleon and you're trailing coming out of the locker room the way they were, you kind of need to be able to throw the football and get some big plays, and they weren't able to. And Stephen Grisco, a big reason why.
Yeah.
They had a lot of great performances. Scott Crutchfield, receiving, huge target for Sean Hickey. He looked to him a lot, and to Crutchfield's credit, he did a great job of getting open. Even a couple times he dropped it. The fact that he was as open as he was when they knew he's a weapon just speaks to great route running and a good job being able to get open.
Yeah, and when you look at these two teams, Napoleon and Grass Lake, both have excellent ground game options, and really the difference maker in terms of putting points on the board and the ability to put points on the board was that passing game. You know, Grass Lake didn't have to focus defensively as much on the air attack because the air offense was just, it wasn't there. McCrum was throwing the ball short, couldn't hit guys, and when he was able to get the ball on target and had time to make those plays, Stephen Grisco was everywhere, breaking him up, had an interception in this one, and I believe he recovered the fumble on the kickoff. I mean, he was everywhere defensively, and Grass Lake was able to throw the ball with ease. They gave Sean Hickey plenty of time to throw. He had a lot of options to go to. Crutchfield and Canning, Quietek out of the backfield, Holden, you know, he had all of these different options to throw to, and that really made a huge difference in their ability to put up points compared to Napoleon.
Jason, let's talk about a little bit about Grass Lake overall. I think after they go into Michigan Center and win last week. And when you look at that score, and it was 14-10, and a Michigan Center offense that we had seen put up just huge point totals every time we saw them. And when we watch them, you just marvel at how many different weapons they utilize and how effective they were. And you see that Grass Lake's able to hold them to just 10 points. That's pretty impressive. So then today we come out and see Grass Lake against Napoleon, and you really got to see that defense in action. They did a pretty good job of corralling Aslan Hunt. He still had a nice day, but they kept him out of the end zone except for once. Pretty good job corralling him. So as much as the Grass Lake offense spreads it out and does a lot of interesting things, the fact that the defense is playing so well is why they're unbeaten right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think after that Michigan Center game, you get a ton of confidence. And you know, if you're the coaching staff for Grass Lake and you say, hey, Michigan Center is one of the best teams in this area, and they put up points at the blink of an eye, and they put them up in bunches. And if you can focus your defensive efforts to shutting down all of their weapons, that gives you a lot of confidence. And then you go up against a team like Napoleon, who's also strong, and you can shut down, you know, their weapons. And they don't have as many as Michigan Center does, but you still need that confidence that your defense can go in and take care of business. And that's exactly what they did tonight.
Yeah, Grass Lake just really impressive tonight, especially on the defensive side of the ball. The offense did everything they needed to do in it. And if you get a guy like Holden who's going to be playing his best football going down the stretch run, you feel confident about your ability to win next week against East Jackson. And then you got, it looks like, probably Springport.
Yeah.
Maybe Springport, I think they might still have to play Reading. So that's going to be a big matchup coming up. So there's going to be those are two tough teams where you look at Grass Lake and you feel like they got their work cut out for them, but they're up to the challenge.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a team they can definitely get it done. And I would be excited to see a matchup of Springport and Grass Lake because they're two incredibly similar teams in that they have balanced attack, both offensively and defensively. They're balanced. And they're balanced in the run, they're balanced in the passing attack, and they have stellar defenses that can get the job done against high-powered offenses. So this one, it'll be a lot like Michigan Center and Grass Lake in that it'll be just a fantastic matchup to watch start to finish.
So congratulations to Trenton Holden, our Jacksonary Subway Player of the Game, thanks to Yes Siree Bob Subways for their continued support of high school sports on the radio here in Jackson.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll wrap it up here from Napoleon. Again, the final 32-7, Grass Lake over the Pirates. Napoleon next versus Michigan Center on Friday, right back here again at Napoleon High School. And again, Grass Lake is home versus East Jackson. Our next broadcast is Friday. Marshall, historic Marshall, out on Deering Road, taking on the Western Panthers right here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. For Jason Smith, Mike Reed back in studio. I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you next week.